Oh man. All right.
Thanks for coming back. Another episode of the Jukebox Guys podcast. We got the usual suspects in the field. I'm telling y'all now, if you ain't listening to this or you're watching this, the stuff is always more fun off camera. I'm going to just leave it at that. So we're going to get started for this week. This is episode 3, Sunday, July 13th. It's still 2020, still the craziest year that hopefully, what if 2021 is even wilder? But that's another story. Yeah, so usual suspects. Got me, Ian, Mike, Chris, and then Mr. Question Mark himself is here. Sometimes he's Randy, sometimes he's Question Mark. Every week it changes, so you never know. But we're going to get into some hot stuff today, some hot topics, some things that's going on in the world. Hopefully this is – I said July 13th. Today is July 12th. That's how crazy this quarantine year is. I don't even know what day it is unless I have something to look at. But yeah, we got a lot of stuff in store for you today. This week, if you're keeping up with everything that's popular or anything that's relevant, you know that it was a lot that has gone and transpired in this just 1 week. Seems like every week is trying to top the last, and we're just here to talk about it, just have that conversation. Again, I want to put a disclaimer out there, a reminder that this podcast is uncensored, it's raw, it's real. So you're going to hear some shit that you either don't agree with, and that's cool. You're going to hear some shit that you agree with, and that's cool too. But we're not here to make sure that you are agreeing with us. We're just having a conversation for friends with 20 plus years of friendship that's just talking, keeping up with each other and everything that's going on in the world. So again, I'm Ian. You got Mike here. You got Chris here. You got Question Mark here. We're going to get this started. So fellas, we want to start with just how your week was. How did your week go this Sunday through Sunday? Did anything crazy happen, fun, interesting, news, sad, bad? Yeah, who want to jump in and give us a kind of recap of what happened in your world?
I need to start. Can y'all hear me okay? How's my sound?
Yeah, you're good, man.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, we missed the fourth. We didn't do the one last week. So, fourth was good. Fourth was really good. Really – fairly uneventful, but I just wanted to mention that, and I really didn't want to say this before I had it because whatever, but for the longest time I had not had a doctor's appointment. Finally had a fucking doctor's appointment last That's week awesome. It's not necessarily like a weight off, but it's one of those things like, yeah, as a man, we don't pay a lot of attention to. We should pay more attention to, especially as a black man. So finally went to the doctor, man, which is just a relief for them to tell me that my blood pressure and everything is good, just because I eat like shit. So that's a milestone in my life.
Yeah, it's like a stressor, man. It's just always in the background. Every day you don't get checked up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like another day. You think about it every day as that little bit percentage more.
You're healthy.
Yeah,
like
you're
anything.
Right. Yeah, I can't remember the last time I've been to the doctor.
I finally got that out of the way, so that's a relief. Yeah, so this weekend has really been just relaxing. Like I said, you know, obviously aside from the stuff that we're going to definitely talk about, not a lot going on this way aside from that. I'm just happy about that.
Can I ask you a personal question? Well,
yeah.
I'm going to ask it. Did you take a COVID test?
No, but I'm going to go in and do my blood work and everything Monday, which I could have did that same day, but I'm like, you know, one milestone at a time.
I get you.
Just from the initial test, though, it was no signs of COVID or anything. Like, they won't let you in if, like, you got a fever or – anything. Like, they do a little bit of like mild testing before they even let you in for the appointment. So I'm gonna assume no. And my mom has been tested. I think my brother has been tested, his daughter, and they all didn't have it. So I'm just gonna assume, just based off of all of that together. I mean, my girlfriend doesn't have it, so I'm assuming no.
Well, that's good.
This is one of those tests. It's not like you spit into a cup, man. They stick jabs up your nose and all that and shit. Like, look, bro.
I've only seen it. They are trying to develop the test so it can be just either spit or blood, but I know the most popular one is when you go through the drive-thru, they stick that thing up your nose.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna get that at all when they find it in the border.
Exactly, right?
Oh, thank you, actually.
pull out a snowball. Oh, that didn't melt.
Exactly. Well, thank you. I have even better time now. All right, Mr. Question Mark, I know you had started to talk about your week too, man.
Honestly, for the most part, my weeks are pretty uneventful other than work. I'm still kind of just in like a quarantine mode and everything like that. So I really don't go to more places than I have to. So, you know, I just kind of spent the last week just kind of really relaxing, kind of taking a load off. And I'm about to hit the streets this week, you know what I mean? A little bit harder for work and business, but just kind of R&R type of week. So honestly, I feel pretty good overall.
Good, man. My week was pretty cool. I told you the last time we talked, almost a month ago now, I got laid off from my main job, and then at that point I was considering taking the other job, which paid less, and I just ended up taking it. Even though unemployment is amazing, but that job is for sure for the next number of months while I look for a better job. So I actually start that job not tomorrow, but next Monday. And then, so that's cool. But some more tribulations in my life. I was, so Friday, I went to it's a job at the hospital. I'll be managing the housekeeping. And it's Laura's auntie's best friend's husband who works there, who got me the job. And I just had to come in as an interview, but he handed me the sheet of paper and was like, this fill us out. And we really sat there and like shot the shit for like an hour. And then when I left, craziest thing, I saw this dude standing in front of his credit union and police was all around him. I haven't seen anything on the news about that. So hopefully that dude's all good. But I got gas.
What? Story is getting crazy about mom.
No, brother. You're on your own on that shit. But I was driving and so my car battery light came on. So I was like, that's crazy. And so I was driving some more, and then another light came on my dash. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And so I was driving some more, and then like literally like one after another, all of the light on my dashboard just came out. Oh,
and then life in a nutshell right there, bro. Like, what?
Yeah, that's 2020. I was like,
2020, right?
Yeah. Nobody
is
saying
everything.
You got inanimate objects even feeling the pain of 2020. So like it was like bing, 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 bing. And then after like all of the lights came on, I didn't get a chance to because the car just completely shut down. Like everything just like turned off. Like I couldn't even turn on my hazard blinkers because everything was off. And so I stopped.
Oh, motherboard. Like,
it ended up being the alternator, which was the problem. But I stopped. So I was a couple blocks away from my house. Well, I was about a mile and a half from my house. Not too far, but a little too far to walk in 110 heat. And so I called Geico, and I was in the middle of a lane of a two-lane street, one lane each way.
Shit,
and so I was blocking the lane. It was just, like, what else? What else does 2020 have? Yes, what else does 2020 have? So it was like maybe 5 minutes of me being there. I got off the phone with Geico, and then literally about 10 people on foot came and asked if they could help. Like everybody was trying to help. Like, is everything okay? I was like, yeah. Can we help you? Can we help? Yeah.
don't kill me. I'm just thinking right here.
That's crazy.
So it was a couple dudes came over, a couple women came over, and they're like, can we help? Can we help push? And I was like, well, the gear won't even move. I can't even move it out of park. You'd be amazed how much stuff in the car is.
Everything's electronic nowadays.
I thought at least I would be able to shift the gear, but no. I
couldn't you can't do nothing.
Oh, computers, bro.
I'm very familiar with alternator issues. I was just telling Kelly, my focus, I had my alternator replaced like 5 times, man. Like, alternator issues is some of the worst and most common issues to have, and that shit literally powers that whole fucking vehicle, everything, man. And so if that shit goes out,
yeah, I found that out the hard way, but the people came over, everybody was helpful, and once we all
lifted the car out.
Mentos commercial.
Right. You can do anything, guys.
He popped the Mentos.
No, I
carried your car.
After we figured out that it couldn't be moved, everybody kind of dispersed, and then all of a sudden the police show up. So I'm like, okay, cool.
There we go.
This is great.
So it was two separate police cars. I know. And I'm funny thing about that, I had my grinder in the car for the longest. And I literally just took it out because I told you the last time that I finally found somebody in Austin with the green leaf. Yeah. So I was able to actually do it. Luckily, that happened because it would have been in the car. But luckily, it didn't get to a search kind of like situation. But when the police got there, it was two different cops. One, he was like typical Austin dude. He had like the curly mustache, kind of like gel down, black hair. He was like a for real Austin guy. And then the other guy, he seemed like a dick. So the Austin guy came over. He was like, man, I'm sorry if this happened. It sucks. I have a Jeep. This actually happened to me a couple years ago. Can I help out? He put gloves on. He put mask on. He was like, can I see your keys? Can I try to start it? He came
into the situation. Don't get inside my car. It's my weed.
Please don't help.
But he came, he helped out, he was doing all that he could. The other guy came up to me, he was like, well, let me see your license and let me see your driver's license. And in my mind, I'm like, why do you need to see my driver's license for this type of situation? But I was like, I'm not gonna make this molehill into a mountain. I'm straight. My license is straight. My tax is straight. My insurance up to date. Here you go. So so the funny thing he did was, I don't know if you've ever driven Uber, but with Uber in Texas, you need like a sticker on the front of your windshield to show that your car is certified to drive Uber. Mm-hmm. And my sticker is outdated. I haven't driven Uber in about 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. Still my driver license. And it's nothing that matches on the two, but he took my driver's license and he was looking at the sticker and looking at the license as if he was checking the two, but there is nothing that relates to two. It's not even my name on the sticker. So he was like looking at it.
This is not your vehicle.
And in my mind, I'm like, what are you comparing? What are you looking at?
Where's the Uber driver, sir? Right.
The sticker, so we had, like, I know in Michigan that you have the little tag on the actual plate that has, I think, the VIN number, and it may have some type of identifying information.
Yeah.
In Texas, it's on the windshield. It's on the front windshield, but it's on the driver's side. He and I were on the passenger side with the Uber sticker, and he's looking at that, comparing it. And I'm thinking in my mind, like,
he had a grinder in his car.
Doing?
Exactly.
He never did any, like, official, like, comparison. I don't know. But it stopped there.
There was no reason for him to ask.
So
he wanted to see if he was going to cause a problem or not. Nah, that's it. Exactly.
Uh-huh. So luckily, that situation ended just like that. He gave my license back. The tow truck came finally. Got my license towed to the chop shop and got this shit fixed. But yeah, that was my week. That was the highlight of my week. And hopefully, next week won't top that. Next week won't be that.
Exactly.
We'll see. No, I'll let you guys know.
Next week.
Right. That was the highlight of my week. What about you, Mike?
Man, my shit been pretty chill, man. My girl's in Tennessee right now, so it's just been video games, fucking creative nothings, and just living.
Creative nothing,
man. That's it, man. Just trying to get some peace, man. You know, just bunker down.
I feel it. Well, kind of like piggybacking off what you were talking about, Chris, when you're saying that us as Black men, we really don't get into issues of our health, our mental health. I just kind of wanted to do like a check-in and see how everybody doing. Like, looking back on this whole situation, we 7 months in, 7.5 months in. a lot has been put into our brains as far as information, traumatic situations, life-changing situations. A lot has happened. And I just wanted to kind of like check in with everybody, see how y'all doing in your mental space. Because that's not something that as Black men we do. We don't check on each other emotionally. We don't seek into each other's like personal space a lot. We grow up. I'm not gonna speak for all of y'all, but me, the way my dad brought me up, my dad and my granddad, God bless both their souls, it was just to be tough. You feel an emotion, suppress that shit, get over it. You get hurt, you get a scratch, whatever, keep moving, get up, get tough. So that's just how I grew up, not really discovering and researching how like these types of feelings that come my way affect how I act and what could happen. So just kind of like a mental check-in. How's everybody doing upstairs?
I mean, I think that you're totally right. And I think that, you know, because my girl is a therapist. So like I talked to her about these types of things in the Black community, you know, and from the trauma and blah, 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 blah. But just from a standpoint where it's not even just the Black community, but poor communities and a lot of communities who just don't really like, they don't really like focus on things of that nature or whatever. Sometimes it's survival mode, but at the same time, it is like just be tough, which is great. And that makes us who we are and makes us strong. That looks delicious. But at the same time, you know, learning to be healthy, learning to nurture and be able to give your kids and people around you, you know, positive ways to deal with things instead of just drugs or whatever it may be, then that's always, you know, a great thing to do. And a lot of communities do check on each other, and it's just camaraderie in this community. And so I think that's a really good thing that Black men could do, because, you know, in Detroit, barely look you in the eye, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, I feel like that's changing a little bit, but I always make a point of just saying what up, even if it's a quick wave, a quick eye nod or whatever, just like, you know, I'm not a threat, you know, it's all good over here type thing. But to get back on the path or whatever, I mean.
Not even that, it's just also, you gotta do that too, so you can recognize the threat and be like, oh, nigga look like that.
Right. If I say what up and you don't say what up back, I'm my eyes right. Where you are.
All right, cool, bro. All right, you over there, you know what I'm saying, right.
Exactly. I do have a question about that. We can expound on the question that you brought up, question mark, about that whole, like, kind of like in Detroit is where I learned it because that's where I grew up, but as you are walking past each other, you know, you catch eyes with another man.
Yeah.
And sometimes it sparks like life, like fatal issues. Like, you know, you look at somebody for too long, or you look at the wrong person, and it's a problem. Like, why are you looking at me?
Right.
Why does it have to come to that? Why can I not look at you?
That's that situational trauma, dog. That's that, you know what I'm saying? That's this shit, man. But like, I always make a point to always, you know what I'm saying, try to connect, you know what I'm saying? Because it's weird, because when you do, you catch one, you be like, you know, like, what's good, bro? Just simple, you know what I'm saying? You be like, you know what I'm saying, what's up, man? Or like, it feels good, bro.
It does feel good. It feels like you have a community. My brother, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what it all is. So I make a point to always do that, to at least try to spark that in other people, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, well, when I did it this time, you know what I'm saying? Like, just try to keep that energy moving, man.
Yeah, nah. I agree. And I think to piggyback on, I guess, what your question, Ian, is like, I think it kind of boils right back down to what we kind of started talking about, whereas if you're raised to always be tough, or if you're raised to like not deal with problems, like then you have so many problems that you haven't dealt with. And one day, two niggas who just got problems, what you looking at?
Yeah.
You know, they killed each other, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it'd be nonsense, right? Oh, wait, what, you got a problem? Or you want to fuck me? Like, wait, whoa, nigga.
I mean, whoa.
I just acknowledge people, your presence by seeing you, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a compliment, it's not a, you know what I'm saying, bad thing of being seen, bro.
I had a couple conversations about this. I can't figure it out myself. Like, I know it could be just like your background of trauma, or just like you were saying, how you were raised. But it's always like, I can't say always, but it starts to baffle me now that I think about it. It's like, you have people who have died, you have people who have gone to jail, you have people who are just like completely beefed out simply because
it's PTSD, they looked at each other
and the way that they looked at each other was, I don't know.
PTSD. If you're raised in an area to where the stranger is the one that's causing harm, bro, always, or the person that looks like you, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you watching me? You know what I'm saying? You paranoid, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like some PTSD shit. Like, you in war like every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody around you is like crabs in a bucket.
We were in high school. So my thoughts, because again, I had this conversation, and I don't want to stray too far away from the mental check-in. So we want to get back to that. But
yeah, we talked.
I remember
about
coming
it.
Up. We all went to the same high school. I remember, y'all remember me. Y'all remember my cousin Greg, who actually just got out of prison last year.
I didn't know he was in jail.
Oh yeah, he was in jail for.
Oh yeah, I remember.
For was it third-degree murder?
Yeah, no, I remember now. Why not forget?
He just got out. But it was all over a look.
Not the chubby dude?
No, no, no. Yeah. Remember who we... With the phone? I know how you remember. Remember when we went to the state fair?
Yes.
here we go.
He's the one who always causing issues and just like just reckless.
There we go.
I have a little bit of a reckless side for him. Like, that nigga is like on a completely different level. But I'm just thinking back to high school and in middle school, like, even in that case where I don't think I had any PTSD, but still, it was just, like, ingrained in me to...
But as you're saying, like, to be a certain way, like, this is what you have to be, even if, like...
Like you said, it was ingrained
in me. It's a survival thing you were taught, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, it's just deep, bro. You know what I'm saying? But
like,
luckily...
Some people take it to a further level than others, right?
You that's what I'm saying. You still have the self-awareness
to die behind that.
Take it in and do it your own way, though. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you ain't, you know... You can go critical mass on a nigga that's really looking at you and they got a problem. You know what I'm saying? So, that's as long as you got that, you gotta be flexing it. You know what I'm saying?
My thing is pride and ego. If you can mature past pride and ego, then
man,
the whole idea of looking at somebody wrong won't bother you. An officer asking for your driver license in a situation, even though it doesn't call for it, but an officer asking for your driver license won't give it to the point where you are a hashtag or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. But it's just something that plagues a lot of communities. I can't speak for outside the Black race. I know for mine, it plagues us, this pride and ego thing. It's just like, it's just a monkey on our back that we cannot, for the most part, cannot get past. And it's just unfortunate.
I totally agree.
But for me, my mental check-in, what did you say?
No, you go ahead.
I was just gone. My bad. I was going to chime in real quick while we're still on the subject. Yeah. But it's like, honestly, I think that's like all people, right? So like, I'm not necessarily religious or anything particular or whatever, but sometimes I'll kind of like read up on Buddhism, this, is that, and the other, and kind of try to practice principles because it's less religious per se or whatever. But a lot of it really is overcoming the ego. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is something that we all have a problem with. Like, how many times have we made decisions because of like our ego or because of what we wanted, or, you know, like letting all this bullshit go that doesn't matter and just kind of like lonely. Yeah.
Reacting how the world tells you should react as opposed to how you really want to react or really should react in reality.
Yeah,
yeah, but like, you know, that ego is a controlling thing or whatever, especially for a lot of, I would say, people, but men, you know, in general. And like what you saw from Greg and what we've seen from ourselves in the past, with snakes and this, that, and the other. A lot of that was all ego.
Ego, you got ego on top to bottom. You got rich motherfuckers that got ego, and it's broke motherfuckers with ego, bro. You know what I'm saying? You can't escape
it. It's a human thing. But
it's a social
thing. My check-in, my mental check-in, I'm doing okay. Like, I'm trying my best. When people ask how you doing, I'm not trying to say I'm fine or I'm good. That's the most general answer that people give.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
good.
At
I'm
that
great.
Point, exactly.
I'm doing okay. Again, just my whole issue of me being laid off and just all of the trauma that you see on social media and just in the news with everything. Again, like, things just like get into my headspace and they just cannot like escape. Like, some things I just cannot let go. Like, we were talking about this earlier off camera, but this whole mask thing and just being aware of this health pandemic that we're going through. And there are certain groups of people who are just not conceding to the experts, the health experts, not the politicians, but the health experts. And that just baffles my mind. And I'm kind of like trying to look forward, and I'm not seeing a lot, because we're going to keep going through this senseless cycle that you have some people doing things to help the situation. You have other people who aren't doing anything to help the situation. And that's going to cause this kind of like teeter-totter effect that we see the numbers of positive cases and deaths improve, and deaths meaning going down, and then positive cases going down, hospitalizations going down. And that's good, but then you're going to have it teeter to the other side because people just don't give a shit, or they think it's a hoax, or for some reason they're following a certain politician who says, do this or do that. And it's like, my personal situation is affected by y'all not believing in this, or y'all not trying to do this, because I'm laid off. My company recently laid off everybody because we're not making money. And you're not making money, you can't pay your employees. That's right. That simple. But now it's going to leak into, I have three kids, two who are in middle school, one who's in daycare, and they may not be able to leave the house this fall because of people not following the guidelines. And so here in Texas, it's a big issue of if the schools are going to be in person or are they going to be virtual. You have so many different opinions and so many different beliefs on.
But then if like, they are virtual, then you got to have somebody home with the kids, bro. Like, right, y'all can't exactly be working. That shit crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Think about that shit. I never thought about that.
Yeah, that's weighing heavy on my mind, because it's like, what do I do? Like, Laura, she travels, and she just got up a call this week. Her company is about to have them go back out and travel. And what she does specifically is she goes to the grocery store. And so, and they expect her to do 20 to 25, 30 stores a week. So that in itself is like, shit, she's going to be possibly exposed. And then I'm going to be inside of a hospital. And all the while, you got three kids who may have to stay home, and it's just like, crazy.
What are you doing? Right?
So, I'm trying to deal with it the best I can, just mentally. But it's just a lot of static.
You got
to
talk Laura into hiring a sexy nanny, bro.
Which sounds like even more of a problem.
keep both y'all on your toes, and the kids to get the education done. Exactly. She care more about the flight coming in than the flight going out. You know what I'm saying? You'll be at work. You know what I'm saying? Can't be at home with that alone because it look bad. So y'all be grinding, bro.
Man, that's going to be wild. That would be wild.
Either Chris is being creepy or he...
Oh, super creepy. Right.
I believe the creepy.
Kelly hit the off button. Right.
Wait, what?
You were
looking up drink recipes. I was about to make myself a drink. I was looking up drink recipes. So unfortunately, I'm doing this on my phone, so I got to use my phone for close tasks. So
you probably just froze like the last thing you did, when you went out.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to come back double time like last time, man. Like looking at the
No.
White shirt Chris, black shirt Chris, right?
That would be creepy as fuck.
Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, man. So. It's funny, question mark. You mentioned that your girl is a therapist. I didn't know that. So that's pretty cool, man. I definitely need to explore. I think we spoke about this off camera. The beginning of the show, Chris, you shared that you went to the hospital to get your physical health checked out. I know for sure I need to do that. But I think more importantly than that, because I feel fine, more importantly than that, I need to go get some type of mental health check-in with an actual professional. So off camera, question mark, I might ask you for some suggestions or...
Yeah, man, I highly recommend that for all of us, honestly. It's nothing to be like ashamed about or whatever. Like sometimes we just need somebody we do not know to talk to who can give us like some good coping mechanisms and just be like really, really like open. And sometimes even with our friends, especially our boys, especially within our culture, you can't necessarily be as vulnerable as you like to be. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, people might get weird or not know what to say or whatever it may be. So I'm all about
that. Ain't a real friend, baby. I'll be vulnerable with y'all, baby. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all be vulnerable with me. You
I can be vulnerable with you, with y'all, but like, what I've discovered about myself, a couple things. One, I am an internal isolator, as y'all know, because I'll disappear for like 6 months and then I'll come back. But I feel like because I'm not there with y'all, I shouldn't burden you with my issues and my problem. And I know that's probably not the issue. Y'all wouldn't mind listening to me complain and cry and all that stuff. But that's just my headspace that I need to get out of. I need to get out of my own way. But that's just something that is preventing me from fully like just like diving into own conversation or something like this. This is new, and I'm discovering that this is actually helping, and this is therapy for me. This podcast and us talking.
But what it is I just need to be able. You know what I'm saying? Like we've been really disconnected for a long time, and like outside of y'all, other than work, I don't really do shit other than like my life and my girl and whatever. And so like, there's not, you know, not having that connection or that community automatically isolates you and kind of like doesn't give you a place where you can feel like you can get some therapy and everything like that. So I definitely feel like this is therapeutic as well or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you can be open and vulnerable and feel better, that's really most immediate, because at the end of the day, that is for the survival of your like children and your family or whatever. So it's not even about you anymore. So like, if that's what you need to do, just to like then go ahead and do that shit so that you can, you know, push forward with being able to see clearly. Because I already know I was there a few weeks ago where just everything was cloudy and foggy because I was just so like stressed and caught up with all like, are we about to go to a civil war? What's up? What am I doing? Doesn't even matter if I focus on my business or should I be like buying guns? Like, you know what I mean? Like, where are we going? Like that type of stuff. So I feel you. I definitely feel you. So,
well, that's where I'm at. That's where my head is at. I appreciate, again, just for this space, this time and space, I appreciate y'all for carving out y'all days. It selfishly helps me just kind of like get this type of stuff out there. But yeah, Young Mike, how y'all doing? Question mark. How y'all doing as far as just like mentally with everything going on? Again, we are in month 7 of the craziest year that I have experienced in my 33 years of life, almost 34. What y'all going through?
I'm good, honestly, for the most part. Like I said, I kind of like self-isolate myself, and I'm like in a quarantine. So really all I ever do outside of like, I mean, you see my stories on Instagram. I pretty much be really consistent with just keeping a routine. And other than work, I just kind of like make my house nice, bro. I mean, I just live
very here. Entertaining, by the way.
But I appreciate it.
It's very entertaining. So I will say this. His stories are very entertaining.
I told you that. I said, don't get mad when I jack that shit exactly the same way.
If you can be successful and just be successful
doing the same thing.
Nobody other stories, you know what I'm saying, really, but like, I make a point and be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? It just calms me, nigga. I'm like, damn, that nigga E set, nigga.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's supposed to encourage you that. That is awesome.
I will say that. Like, my thought is like,
and I don't even drink coffee. Mark, you know what I'm saying?
Question mark is going to have a line of, and I don't want to put too much of yourself out there, but he's going to have a line of like restaurants. He's going to have a line of like just like real estate like empires. And you're going to be the king of that shit. And you're going to have a TV show of not only how you made it there, but just like maintaining it.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
I see Young as a bar owner, not only because like just his attitude. Like I can see him like pushing, like beating niggas up if they get too wild in his bar. Like, hey, I can see that nigga go hawk on him up. Couple people. He's going to have a couple bars. And then Mike, I see you opening up schools to teach the black children the true black history that's needed, and just expanding the world, to the world,
get your
man. Yeah, yeah.
And president, dog. All you creativity, dog. There ain't gonna be no sign.
Right. It's needed, I'm telling you. But I'm always excited to wake up in the morning and see that oatmeal. See the little puppy running around, watering the plants, taking a little white tint off. I wanted to ask you, what are the white tits for? Are they to keep like nighttime critters out of your stuff?
Oh, you're talking to me. Yeah, like, so I gotta build like a cage, but I just really haven't had time. So we got like the coverings or whatever, everything, just to kind of keep the critters. But now everything gets so big, this shit down there don't even fit anymore. So I gotta go ahead.
Yeah, you gotta build a greenhouse now, man. Right? You gotta build a building.
That's what's actually fun. Like, it's kind of like back to this, like, something in our culture that I don't think that a lot of black men are given without them saying that you're homosexual or soft or this, that, and the other. And like I've been getting into plants or whatever lately, or just like having the puppy or whatever, like learning how to nurture something.
Into the earth, bro. You know what I'm saying? Into the earth.
Yeah. And then watching it grow and watching it fail and watching it succeed and the feelings and everything that you go through or whatever. It's therapeutic in a way or whatever, but it's like, you know.
Light is love, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. A plant could be damn near dead, bro, because I forgot the water and shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Give it a little water and put it
just
in.
Just a little water,
it's
bro.
It's brand new, dog. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Light and water is love, dog. It's
crazy.
Life. Water,
you know, is so many, like, lessons in that simple shit.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro. Where there's water, there's life, dog.
Mike, how you doing, man? How you doing mentally, man?
You already know that's always a mixed bag with the boy. How much time you got, yes. I'm good, man. It's crazy as it gets, you know what I'm saying? I'm always the optimist, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking, you know what I'm saying? I got a job now, everything good. People, you know what I'm saying, buying cars still need to get around. So it works. And like I said, it got a lot easier since I ain't got to do the show and pony on the whole test drive. You know what I'm saying? Like, now with the whole COVID thing, you just show up like, here it is. You know what I'm saying? Drive it. You got any questions? I ask them when you get back. Do you want it? You know what I'm saying? Beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
So
and, right. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful. Right. So it's just on itself, really. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do you have to go into, like, do you have to go to the dealership or into the office? Or are you doing remote kind of work?
Oh, no, it's definitely hands-on. Like, I'm in the office. Oh,
okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Like, they didn't bring the whole staff back, you know what I'm saying? So, again, that's like another blessing, you know what I'm saying? Because I was the newest person at the time. It shut down, and they chose to bring me over two other people as well, and one other person, but he still wanted to come back. But they still chose me to come back as opposed to two other people that had been there before me or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, yeah, it's all blessings, man. And everything's good, bro. Like I said, I ain't got no complaints. Nothing to complain about.
And that's the attitude, man. At the end of the day, that's just the truth.
Yeah, for sure, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, with my girl, I'm in a whole different role relationship-wise now. You know what I'm saying? I done thought to put the jersey up, and I'm coaching the team. Now I'm actually coaching the team, and we're sleeping with one of the players. Now, you know what I'm saying? it's a weird thing, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's the hardest job ever. Now, you know what I'm saying? Try to make it to the playoffs with one player. Now, against the coach. You know what I'm saying? So much to learn, and you know what I'm saying, get through. But it's interesting because, of course, as y'all know, if the world don't know, she is. You know what I'm saying? She's like Italian Irish, so AKA white, you know what I'm saying? And she's young.
AKA.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
True.
Exactly.
That's AKA white.
She's, you know what I'm saying? In addition to the standard job of learning me, she's still, you know what I'm saying, kind of learning life, really. You know what I'm saying? So she got double duty. So it's interesting, nigga, but, you know, it's jelly. Okay. As the effort wants to get put in, it works. But, you know,
yeah, that was a question I wanted to bring up. We don't have to go too far into it because I see Young is ready to give us his drink of the week. He'd already got that boy made, and it looks pretty tasty. But I was just
making it on cam. I don't even. It's no bit. It's nothing.
He's cleaning up.
Before it's done, Chris don't care. I'm telling you right now, he's gonna own a bar right on South Woodward.
And it's gonna have room for me in that motherfucker.
South Woodward. I'm telling you, man. He's gonna stop over, man.
He's gonna know exactly what it's gonna be.
I'm telling you.
That would be the best worst job for him, dog. You know what I'm saying? The best worst job for him, dog.
He's gonna be the whole right, man. He's gonna just go in there and say it is not happening.
It'll only work if you have to let me hire the staff, Chris. I have to hire the staff. You can't have no attachment to the staff. Let me hire the staff, bro. And that shit won't bang, bro.
Just
trust in me, bro. Trust in me. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
But,
just give it a thought.
No, I'm gonna fulfill that as my dream of just walking into a place and just saying, like, this is what I do, and just hoping they just go for it. I'm gonna be like, yeah, so you need to put this over here. And I'm going to be like, wait, who are you? I'm gonna be like, I just got hired. I'm a new manager. I'm going to do what I just fucking said. Are you fired? And then I'm going to own a bar.
Look, Chris, you're the fifth. Right, exactly.
I was about to use a reference, but it's a terrible, terrible comparison. But I was about to say I'm an Epstein my way into it, but that's
No. I mean, you going to roll over on him, now. You going to roll over on him.
Before he started doing the dumb shit, he was slick. I mean, you can't deny
obviously,
that shit. He talked his way into millions of dollars, dude.
He was a teacher without a degree. No, he was a teacher.
He was a professor without a degree. Without a degree.
Wow. And got caught and continued.
Wow.
And at a high class university. So it's like, all right.
That dude, the following is, bro. Yes, bro. I didn't know that. Watch it, bro, on Netflix. It's tantalizing TV. Yes, tantalizing TV.
I don't know.
I haven't watched it.
Because the story's not over. Because his girlfriend just got arrested, too.
Yeah, exactly.
She about to spill all the beans, bro.
Celebrities.
Yeah. And they can't pull the same play twice, bro. You know what I'm saying? They killed her in uproar, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there ain't gonna be no uproar, bro.
She's about to come back out.
Everybody's too busy right now with the protests and shit.
I mean, right, I guess it out. Is the best time to kill her if he did have, you know what I'm saying?
He's about fucking muting his boy, though. Like, Jesus. Like, nobody said nothing, man.
I mean,
like,
Trump was on the island. Trump on the plane. Trump on record saying him and Epstein got the same taste in women, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is deep.
I mean, when they had pictures together, you already know.
I don't know when it's gonna take y'all to learn that motherfucker is bulletproof, bro. Teflon, bro.
I said that a long time ago, man. He is
privileged personified. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing you can do to take away from Donald Trump. But no, the question I was gonna ask was, since Mike, you mentioned that you have a white girlfriend. I forgot how you put it, Irish and something, but we call that white. How is these times? I mean, everybody on the call has a white girlfriend, except for me. But how does these times?
Like, he said, "Right." Oops, sorry. Right. Sorry. He said, "It's so hard." He sounded so sad.
Partially, she's partially.
Partially white. Okay,
she got some of it.
You get bonus points. But it's like, how are these times, like, is it putting extra stress on your relationship because of, you know, it's looking like a black versus white thing when it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a black versus white thing. It should be a human versus mistreatment of humans thing. That's how it should be. These group of people are mistreating humans. And this group of people wants to be treated like humans. That's how it should be. But for some reason, it's turned into a white versus black. Has that caused any
because
stress
of the
when
education? It's an education thing, dog. It's just an awareness and knowledge thing, man. Like, it's not really. It hasn't caused any stress with like me and my girl.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? But like
of the podcast, bring her on.
Definitely, Kelly. Yeah. But like the interesting thing with my situation is like before all of this happened, you know, my girl was real. She's like, you know, my mom. Such a sweet person, such a nice person, blah, 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 blah. All of this shit is going on now. Like, her mom is, man, you know what I'm saying, having certain conversations with her, saying certain things that, you know, like, you know, all lives matter, a whole lot of stuff, like, actually sending her memes and, like, crazy shit. So, like, now she's conflicted about who she thought she was, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was always nice around her and her black friends, but, like, this is how you really feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so she grew up around black people, her brother grew up around black people. So they, you know, I'm not saying that she's 100% in tune either, but, you know what I'm saying, she's a little more aware of, you know what I'm saying, what's going on for the most part. You know what I'm saying? In a nutshell,
Do you find yourself like having to? I don't want to say teach. That's a very terrible word. Do you find yourself having to inform or just kind of like deepen the conversation, educate even
definitely.
Yet, like
definitely, on especially if that I come up? Definitely, especially if I expect to have a kid with her as well too. Because you know what I'm saying, if I'm not around, that's going to be a part of your job as well, is educating our children and being, you know what I'm saying, I'm able to trust in that. So for sure, like, I don't make it a point to where at the end of the day, it's feel like it's homework or I'm drilling them and shit. But like, if something come up or we on TV or, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying, I always pop it off for sure and try to, you know what I'm saying, see where her mind is and then just have a conversation about it for sure. Like, I always feel it's I have to do that if I'm thinking long term, you know what I'm saying, like, for sure.
Yeah. What about you, Young?
I've always kind of felt like just even a few years ago, like when I kind of started dating, like actually dating outside of my like culture and everything like that, you feel kind of like in an in-between purgatory place because, you know, like you might have a group of black people who's like, no, what are you doing? And then you have all the white people like, what are you doing? And then like, it just kind of ends up being just y'all. And, you know, so you definitely have to have the right person. But, you know, my girl's kind of been around as far as like in the city and worked at Mariners Inn and kind of spent a long time with, you know, people who have educated her and her in her being able to just educate herself and being like kind of empathetic to the cause and the situation and understanding what, you know, maybe her culture has done. And there's no real excuses for that or whatever. And just taking the time to like educate herself and those types of things. So like, there's no strain inside of our relationship, and I oftentimes don't have to educate, but I think that that's very rare. And I think that that is because of more so like who she is, and that's what attracted me to her. Like, anybody who's met her can probably tell that, you know, she's easy to get along with or whatever, and kind of can understand our state of affairs, whereas a lot of people who may not have that perspective don't really get the opportunity to kind of see things up close in a way that we live our day-to-day lives or whatever. So, but I think that's very rare. And I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of educating that goes on in most relationships that are interracial. But she's open to that. And I'm also open to learn too. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of, at the end of the day, that's where I start seeing people as people. And I really do see people as people. And I feel like when people quote Dr. King, they never talk about how he was like, everybody should be judged on the content of their character, right? Like, individually, you know what I'm saying? Versus like just looking at people and trying to like take a shortcut and kind of say, well, this is how you are or whatever. So overall, no, I don't really feel like the strain. And right now I feel like more black people at least see that we can have white allies, and it's not like this all for nothing type thing. But there's so many different sects and groups right now with different ideals within even this Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter. So it's like, I don't even think that anything has been clearly formed enough for people to even kind of choose a path or a side or anything like that. It's just kind of like, I know I ride with Black Lives Matter because that's just a no-brainer, but like, what are we asking for? You know what I'm saying? So anyway.
Yeah,
I think Eric, I really got nothing else to add. Like, if this is causing, like you said before, this isn't really a black and white thing. And if it's causing you as somebody that's in an interracial relationship to go through black and white issues, then I think you probably both are missing the point anyway and probably shouldn't even be doing that. So, like I said, but I can't say any much more than Eric. Eric kind of hit on the head there. Question mark.
Jesus.
I was just going to
didn't even hit him with the letter, dog. No, right.
We'll make sure to edit
that's
out
some Michael Scott shit, dog. Right.
It's these things, man.
Talk to you later, Cynthia. That's the beauty of this, man. We just having a candy conversation, and we can always push mute when we need to push mute and edit out what we need to edit out. So it's no issue. But interesting perspective, yeah. And I'm curious to see is did people start to come to that light? Because I came to that light again. I was a just like this very stubborn black everything type person for the longest. And then when I really sat down, slowed down, and like realized, like, okay, what are we trying to do? What are we really looking for? What are we fighting for? We're not fighting for the establishment of black versus white. Again, we're fighting for human beings to be treated like human beings.
True.
And crazy, like
that's not really what we're fighting. That's what we're fighting for. We really should be asking for more. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we're fighting for, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what do you mean?
Because if you watch that video, is what I mean, dog. Like it's misguided supremacy, bro. You know what I'm saying, dog? You know what I'm saying, like.
I didn't watch this video. I don't know.
I don't know what group that is that's talking. He's giving a speech at some event. He said it on Instagram chat, but it's a black guy. He's giving a. I'm not going to disrespect his heritage. He seems to be of like strong recent African descent, and he is giving some type of speech to a group of people. It looks like a mixed batch of white people, black people. And it sounds like there are a group of people there who are of or support white supremacy. And he's the one talking, the black guy's the one talking, but the people who support white supremacy, at every so often, they kind of interrupt him to speak their point. But the black guy is the one who gets the last word. And he's just talking about, it's like the reason why
insecurity. Yeah,
the reason why white supremacists come down on other races. And he's talking about not just blacks, but Native American, Asians, those of Hispanic.
Saying, well, you know, why do you kill everywhere you go? You know what I'm saying?
Colonizers is what we've learned from the Black Panther movie. And it's like he's giving points on why they feel like, why white supremacy feels the need to do that type of stuff. And it's really rooted in an insecurity, a self-hate. I don't like black people because I don't have something that they clearly have. And so I'm going to attack them. I'm going to kill them.
It's overall complete.
I got to go back and watch that.
Check it out. Like, you couldn't put it in, you know what I'm saying? We weren't allowed to play golf. You know what I'm saying? We weren't intelligent enough. He said, now there was a tiger in the woods. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like the master. You know what I'm saying? Like, we weren't allowed to play tennis. We weren't, you know what I'm saying? Like, some chicken, 1932 did it. You know what I'm saying? Like Serena and Venus, they forced them to play themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they beat up all these motherfuckers. Like, you can't fuck with it. You put us in athletics, we dominate that. Anything you put us in,
you got Sharapova using the roids. She got to use the HGH to hang.
She's trying to catch up, man.
The mentaling, you know what I'm saying? It's deep, dog. Like, at the end of the day, like you said, he said, you went to war with everybody directly. You never went to war with the black man directly. Like, you used, like, mental shit, trick shit. Like, you went to war with everybody. You're like, you don't want to see. You talk about the Nazi was bad when they got together. He's like, you don't want to see the black man when they got together. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the last thing. I am interested in hearing
those who grew up in the white culture. I'm very interested in hearing that perspective, and we can set that for another day, another podcast, to have actual people who grew up in the white culture, white people, whatever you want to label. You know, I hate labels, but whatever you want to do that as, we can bring them to the podcast and have that fuller conversation. But I'm curious to have that conversation just with everybody who thinks opposite of me, just to have a different perspective of thinking. I'm always excited to be a learner of something new or something different. And so we can deepen that conversation in a little bit. But Chris, what are you drinking? And what did you put into that drink? Because again, it looks pretty tasty for a hot summer day, and I might go downstairs and make me some of that if I have it. You're on mute.
I'm talking to you, young. He ain't even heard.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, what's that?
he just sat
She was listening. I wasn't. She knew what you guys were saying. Oh. So I got a nice little summer beverage here. Got some Bacardi White, because that's how I like it. No, I got the Bacardi White with a dash of grenadine, dash of lime juice, and then a little half shot of the tequila, some little Blanco tequila, because that's how I like it. Then a teaspoon of sugar, man, and I threw some little bit of dash of club soda in there, just to give it a little razzle dazzle, a little fizz,
a little razzle dazzle fizz,
a little tasty summer beverage for today.
What are you calling it?
Or have you? You know, that's question. A young summer.
That's the question. That's a
young summer. Right there.
I like the cup.
So right now, I'm sipping on a young summer.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I'll have to get that recipe from you so I can put it up.
You send me a bottle.
Line by line.
Yeah, yeah.
We can make it. That's pretty dope, man.
Definitely, it is tasty for sure.
Probably gonna have you write after you finish it.
It's a tall glass, so yes.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna have you write.
There's approximately two and a half shots of liquor in it total. So
it's a long day, baby.
I said, yeah, we still got a long Sunday to enjoy. So there's your start.
Yep.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. Question mark, you got something for us to put on our plate, food for thought? You said sweet potato pie?
Yeah.
Is that what you made days ago? Yeah. I saw that on your story. I didn't know what it looked like, sweet potato pie, but I don't know.
Man. You gotta give it a name though, man. It can't just be sweet. You gotta buy protest pie or some shit. And then in the ingredients is sweet potato or something, dog. You gotta put some sprinkles on it, dog. You know what I'm saying? You say sweet potato pie. I had sweet potato pie. I ain't never had protest pie though. I saw that.
Yeah.
Protest pie.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, get the FaceTime, boy. You know what that about.
What'd you say? I do.
I don't.
Wait, you said, do I like sweet potato pie? You're kind of far away from the mic.
Yeah. Hold on.
He bought an oven, baby. You know what I'm saying? He had the oven.
Chefing up the chefy goodness, baby.
Chefy goodness.
While we wait on question mark come back, again, I just if we can either next week or the following week, if y'all wouldn't mind, again, having that fuller conversation with one of your friends, maybe your girlfriend to come in and talk about that. I think it's, to me, again, I'm excited to learn more about things I don't know about, and when it comes to white culture, just the perspective of how white people view the times that are going on now. I'm excited to have that conversation. So if y'all are up to it, we can invite people to come to the podcast next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, next month, whatever.
That'd be right. But, 6 hour special, right.
Jesus,
right. I'm with it. Yeah. I'm with it, okay. Cause mine's gonna be at least three of them, dog. Everybody gonna be got questions for that, I'm sure.
Well,
so, you in it? Y'all get 1 hour. You know what I'm saying?
He's
about right. Exactly. No, y'all solid. That's why. You know what I'm saying? It ain't really no more, a lot of questions. You know what I'm saying? Right. Y'all solid. That's a compliment.
No, I would appreciate that. I mean, again, just selfishly me trying to educate myself and grow within myself and just learn things that I don't know too much about. But if they're okay
with
it,
that's the hunger of the unknown. People have fear of the unknown. You gotta have the hunger for the unknown, man. That's the beauty of it, bro. Exactly.
And yeah, that's where my hunger lies. It's like the things I didn't grow up knowing and the things that I still don't have too much exposure to outside of work
are the things you want to learn most about right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I'm just curious to know a different perspective on what's going on in the world, especially when it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement. Even
if
with
more
the
people
COVID,
were like that, it wouldn't be no problem, Scott.
Yeah, I think we can all learn from each other, and that's one of the problems that we are facing is that we're so stubborn and stuck in our own ways, and not willing to just listen to the person, not the white person, but the person, the human being that sits across from the table or that sits directly next to you. We're not listening.
Right.
We're not willing to listen. And I think the more we have those conversations, the more we encourage those conversations, the better we be as a people. You never know who's going to listen to this podcast or who's going to watch this. And I think we can have those perspectives welcomed in.
Absolutely.
Good. So, so we can do that. Since Mr. Question Mark is getting his recipe together, Mike, what do you got for...
He didn't sleep. He didn't eat the pie, dog. He didn't sleep,
Mike, what you got for the conspiracy of the week, man?
No, conspiracy of the week, man. Ban Wayfair, bro. either download it or get rid of it, dog. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you do, dog. All right. Whatever you say, I tell you what to do. Either download it or get rid of it. You know what I'm saying?
I had never bought anything from Wayfair, and I never really heard of Wayfair. And I saw something recently. The video you sent, I saw that same post, not in a video form, just picture form, recently. And I was like, man, this is kind of fucking freaky. Like, why? Who's going to buy a $15,000 cabinet? Like, a $13,000, like, little shelf? Like, and then they're all the same. They're all the exact same.
All the same,
but they all
bro.
Have different names. And then they're the names of missing people. I was like, that's a little close.
Too much of a coincidence, dog.
Yeah, and I was just afraid. The more I looked into it, I was afraid I was going to get that text, like the memes, the text message from the FBI to say, stop looking at this shit.
It's just a little,
I can't say one way or the other, and I'm not going to, but it's a little freaky, and it's more than interesting.
It's like the whole Craigslist thing, like when you could, I don't know if you still can, but I know it was at a time on Craigslist you could either do prostitution or buy prostitution.
Yeah, it switched to another site now, man. It's crazy. Oh, yeah? Like, wow. I mean, I just say I got my ear to the streets, baby. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, bro. I know where to go. I know where to stay away from, bro. You know, so I'm saying it's like List Crawler or some shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I think, bro. Like, have either one of y'all tried to go on the actual website and see this stuff? Like, I've only seen the pictures and the memes. I haven't gone to Wayfair to see if this is real.
But I haven't gone to Wayfair, man.
But supposedly they removed a lot of the stuff. Oh. It's still some stuff, but a lot of the name stuff have been removed. But it's screenshotted and.
Wait, what am I missing? Legit sources, bro. Look at the video, bro.
This shit crazy, question mark, bro.
We talk about Mike's conspiracy of the week, which surrounds the whole Wayfair, you know, the furniture online store that
had the most money on Wayfair.
Yeah, so supposedly they are in some hot water because they are either trafficking or prostituting women. Maybe just all people. Yeah. So supposedly you can go on Wayfair.com and, you know, in a secretive way, if you want to buy a person, you go to a certain piece of furniture and the price is jacked up to like 10,000-15,000. It's like for, you know, $100 dresser. That'll actually be priced for 15,000 and it comes with a person.
Bro, it's like the names, like they'll show like the missing person and then like the drawer has like that person's name on it. Like,
allegedly.
It's so weird, bro.
Allegedly, right. I can't say because I'm not trying to get hunted down tonight.
It's too late. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You might speak the truth.
Don't say that.
You gonna give him the truth when it's too late? Like, I'm sorry, it doesn't matter. He said, right, speak the truth now. Get it out, bro. They coming.
You hear me? Knocking at the door.
Exactly.
So that's just a wild thing. I'm just kind of, I mean, not to be interested in, like, I want to be a part of it, but it's just like.
No, the shit is going on, like, right there. Yeah, for sure.
Right. It's like, how do you purchase furniture and get a human being? Like, do they mail it to you? Are they the person who delivers it? And they just stay at the house?
But that's the thing. Like I said, no one is going to do that by accident. Just the average shopper is going to see the two and be like, there's no difference.
I'll be mad as hell. I got a person board. In this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get a cabinet.
But again, like, it's just deep, dog. Like I said, dog, for the people that know, dog, like, that's the day, dog. You can't not be home when that boy come, bro. You know what I'm saying? you can't rely on your neighbor to pick up that package, dog. Or, you know what I'm saying?
leave it at the side door. Now you gotta call. Right.
You'll never see the actual package. You might they might use the dresser.
That's just dirty, bro. Like, and but that shit is like one of the most number one things going on right now, though. It's crazy. It's a reality, bro. Like people get so shocked when they see shit, dog. But like that shit, that happens to a lot of innocent people, bro. It's fucked up, man. It's the all-seeing eyes,
the dollar, the green,
right? You know what I'm saying?
That
like
is,
as I said, that's the evil, evil, most evil. Yeah, exactly. People do unspeakable things you would never do for free. You know what I'm saying? For what's up. Everybody got money, $1 million man. Everybody got a price.
That's so wild. Man.
Sometimes it's situational. You never know. It's deep, dog. It's fucked up.
I know that back in, I used to stay in Houston, and that was a big issue in Houston because you're so close to the border down here in Texas, and a lot of Mexicans.
You get dirty about the water, baby. Believe that.
Yeah. A lot of Mexicans will let you know that that shit is like nothing to play with. They have family members that come up missing or they have relatives.
All these ICE kids, what happened to them? That story is over, bro. Did they get back to their families? Do we still have them? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot
still
of shit.
Cages.
But they said one of the
makes a good point. You just made a good point, Mike.
Yeah.
About just like our country's like causes in general, man. People focus on stuff, you know. At different times, everything, unfortunately, even the great causes are fads. Like it was a fad to beg for those kids to get released and stuff. And like you said, what happened to those kids? They're still, most of them
they're
are still
there,
in custody.
Like,
most of their parents are still out of the country, but
not as green light. Nobody talking
and then,
about
at the same
so
time, though, that just,
want.
At the same time, that just says, I mean, so many issues, not only in our country, but just in the world alone, like
world period,
how do you
bro.
Even keep up with every issue.
No,
so it's
that
not,
was
I mean,
one thing I had to get over too, because you get so Americanized just thinking America is the world.
Yep.
Like they say, all our teams play each other and we the world champs,
yep.
nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that,
like,
exactly.
So
man.
You gotta
I had
watch
that conversation
like
a couple months ago, man.
You gotta watch like I watch like Vice or Daily Show because like Fox 2 ain't gonna tell you about the world. It's gonna tell you locally or what
local.
They want you to think. And when they did that shit on the Daily Show, like they show like a Fox 2 report in like Oklahoma. Then they show it, they use like same words, same verbiage. Then like they zoomed out. It was like 1,000 different cameras. Like each
they were
station
the same thing,
was saying the same
the
exact
same
thing verbatim damn near, bro. Like, that shit's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like until you see that, like you don't really sink in. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit is wild, bro. Like you think, oh, it's just us. Like, this shit is going on everywhere, bro. Like, it's all fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody got different versions of and reasons of the truth. And it's crazy, bro. It's just crazy.
It's wild. Well, Mr. Question Mark, you were, you had stepped away, but do you have your recipe for the sweet potato pie?
Yeah. For some reason, the Zoom kept, like, messing up my, like, mic input levels. So, anyway, I think I got it. So,
it was too hot in the kitchen, baby. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to name it Chef's Sweet Potato Pie since it has to have a name, you know. But,
he just put his name on it. That's all he did. You peeped that? He was the Sweet Potato Pie. Chef's Sweet Potato Pie.
This is America, bro.
Because it got to have a name.
Say,
you know what I'm saying?
That's the American way.
I can't beat the logic.
Way.
Exactly. I can't fight the logic, dog. I can't be mad at it, dog.
All right. So you just need one large sweet potato, half a cup of butter, one cup of white sugar, half cup of milk, 2 eggs, half teaspoon of ground nutmeg, half teaspoon of ground cinnamon, a teaspoon of vanilla extract, and then a 1 9-inch unbaked pie crust. So you can boil the sweet potato for like 40 to 50 minutes, or you can put it in the oven for like 60 minutes at 350. And then basically, as soon as it gets all soft and the skin is soft, you can just pull all of the skin off. You mash it up, put it in a bowl, add butter, mix it with the mixer, and then you want to add in your sugar, milk, eggs, the nutmeg, cinnamon, and the vanilla. You beat it with a hand mixer or a stand mixer, whatever you want to use, or a whisk, but that'd be a lot harder. Beat it for medium speed.
I'm sorry. He hesitated. Yeah. That's what really made me laugh, Dad.
And then basically bake it at 350. 60 minutes. Boom. Done.
Okay. I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna try that, man. Because
like
Laura, Laura's grandmother, every Thanksgiving, she has her famous sweet potato pie. Mm-hmm. And her whole family like raves over it. Laura is like just an addict to that shit. So I'm gonna try this.
You want to talk about my mama biscuits? It. Exactly. Dog. Everybody got their family something, dog. It's like you can't fuck with, bro.
If you I got a question. Easier though, you can just use like canned sweet potatoes too, or whatever. So that's like even less work or whatever. You just kind of mix it all up and then bake it. So, but pie is actually pretty easy. I'm surprised. What's the question?
I have a question, Eric. Maybe it's completely different, and you know what I'm saying. Don't judge me. It's just a curious question.
Uh oh.
No, you said you use the what would be the difference in taste, if any, mm-hmm. or if you were to swap out the white sugar with brown sugar.
Oh my God.
I mean, also there is a difference. Like
I know it is. I'm just curious. It probably yeah, it tastes I don't know different. If it'd be yeah. horrible or I mean brown sugar probably not be the best, but
brown sugar is I use brown sugar in my baked sugar. Beans. So it's like
yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know if I can explain how it'd be, but it'd probably take more brown sugar by far to be like sweet or whatever, so that probably like
I was just curious, man, because I only use brown sugar in my baked beans to make them like super like thick and shit. I don't really use brown sugar and else, and I'm not a cook by any more of the sense. You know what I'm saying? I've just you know what I'm saying started using my microwave 60% of the time. You know what I'm saying? No, so but yeah, man. I'm just curious, man.
Yeah, no, brown sugar. My cabbage. I put it on the bottom, and sometimes I'll mix it in just to kind of like you know mellow it out or whatever, but like. White sugar is just like super sweet, you know what I mean? That's
no, yeah, for sure.
The difference to whatever, but yeah, no,
you hear that? He said, right.
He said, oh man,
he said, right.
I'm gonna have to get the I'm gonna have to try to get the written version so I can post it on our page, page up and going. But let's jump into the hot topic of the week, which is the Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith and August
Alsina
entanglement.
Let's do this, dog.
Entanglement, whatever.
Entanglement gate. So, entangled gate.
Just to give our listeners. Gate. Yes, I like that. Yes, entangled gate. So to give our listeners and our viewers a little bit of, if you are under a rock or you just don't pay attention to celebrity shit because you're a smart person. just to give you all an exactly. idea of what's going on, what we're about to talk about. Jada Pinkett Smith, actress, is married to Will Smith, actor, and recently August Alsina, who's a singer, came out and alleged that he had a relationship with Jada Pinkett. Jada Pinkett was dealing with a lot of rumors and just kind of like questions about what happened ever since August came out and said what he said. And so she has this Red Table Talk TV show on Facebook where she brings different people to her red table to kind of like just be truthful and in her way therapeutic and just get out what they need to get out. So she brought herself to the table along with her husband to talk about this specific situation. And as they were explaining the situation, she was saying that this was maybe four and a half years ago when her and Will Smith were on the rocks. Both of them admit on their show that they were.
Let's keep the allegedly going, dog. Let's keep the allegedly going, dog. Wait for it to get it past right. Jada. You know what I'm saying? Get into it.
They were at a point where they were saying that they didn't think it was a point of a return. Jada said that August. Before that became a family friend. And at that point where they thought they, Will and Jada thought they were at no point of return,
she became involved. Okay, what would you define as a family friend? You're a married man, bro. You know what I'm saying? Can you bring a family friend around? Do you have any family friends, nigga? Does Laura have any family friends?
Not like
friends?
That.
Believe that?
He was Jaden's friend. It was Jaden.
Richard's boy, dog. Richard's boy, dog. Coming home and he leaving the bedroom, dog.
That makes
you
it worse. I didn't know that. I didn't know that part of it.
That's how she was introduced. Because him and Jaden was cool. Okay. He brought him around a couple times.
See, the thing is, and this is beautiful. This is beautiful, though, because technically.
It was dirty, bro.
This is the thing. Typically, this is the man's burden, nigga. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Typically, this is flipped.
That's true.
100 times out of 100, nigga. You know what I'm saying, nigga? I love seeing this shit squirm, baby. Show me, explain your power, bitch, you know what I'm saying, to the world that don't understand your power, you know what I'm saying? How you gonna get out of this?
The spicy thing about this is that Jada Pinkett described her relationship with August as an entanglement. Rightfully so.
I'm trying to get entangled in these streets.
On the show, rightfully so, Will Smith questioned her on that to get clarification, and she did back down and say, okay, it was a relationship. But I'm asking you guys,
bro,
how would you, if you're Will Smith, put yourself in Will Smith's shoes.
You saw his eyes, bro. You saw his eyes, nigga.
That's been the funniest picture on the internet going.
He's also an actor, though. He could have been playing it up.
You never think an actor would have to hold back tears, nigga. You understand me? You
know what I'm saying? To me, it seemed like he had recently found out about the details of this.
No, the That's depths of it, probably. Like, he knew that she was fucking him. You know what I'm saying? He knew his thing, but like, this nigga, I'm in love. I was in love with her. Like, this nigga had a Jones, bro. You know what I'm saying? He had a voodoo. She put on
I was
gonna him,
say
bro,
it
like,
was more than a Jones. Yeah, it was some type of spell he was talking about. He was talking about it was killing him.
But Jada, but Will got his own insecurities on top of this shit, dog. Because you know, Will know, and we all know, Will know he's number two, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Jada, that nigga is option B. Jada wanted Pac, bro. That's who was made for her in her mind and who was destiny, nigga. Will is number two, dog. You can't be that nigga, bro. And the worst thing is that she's had it, though. Most bitches would be like, oh, they think they want something and got you and be and like, nah, bitch, this is what it is. But she experienced that. She lived Pac, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So she got something to compare what she wants to. You know what
Wait,
saying?
Did like, they ever have her? I mean, I'm pretty sure you can guess that you could, but did they ever confirm? Did she ever admit?
They never confirmed. But okay, so he wasn't going to confirm the August shit either, probably.
Best friends, he understood me so much. Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Come on, let the Lord say, oh, he understands me, nigga. You're going to be like, cool, and just walk out? No, bro. Nigga, no, dog. That's, you know what that is, dog. And even if it ain't, it just didn't get there yet because the nigga gone, bro. You know what I'm saying? It was leading up to that.
I honestly believe for Jada, it was just what it was. I think that's why she didn't, maybe why she didn't want to describe it as a relationship, because for her, it was what older guys do when they get, like, what a 50-year-old would do with a 6-year-old man or a woman. I'm looking at Mike.
A 50-year-old man with 26-year-old.
But it's what old men do when they get super young women at the same time. Like, and they don't. It's not a relationship to them, and I don't think it was a relationship to her. It was fun for her, but he got.
But they had the red table talk about it though. Dog. Like with Will there, and they was talking. Will said he had to get past that. That. Because that's what she wanted. That's who, even if she didn't fucking, Pac had her mind, nigga. That's more dangerous than fucking her, bro. You know what I'm saying? She wanted to give him the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, like, he had her, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a whole thing. That was a red tip we talked. You can go back and look at it. Like, listen, I had to get past that insecurity because Jada cold, bro. She'd say some shit nasty to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga. Make you go in a hole and not come out if you ain't do it right, bro.
This is the thing that I'm seeing a lot of, and it's making me question it, is a lot of women are coming to Jada's defense, talking talking about she was not getting what she was supposed to get out of the marriage. Look, so she was
me and Chris sad. Talked about this the other day, God. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, what
the world went to shit after World War II, nigga. You know what I'm saying? When
was
all
it
the men
together?
Left, it wasn't I mean, together, sorry, but it was a system, doc. You know what I'm saying? Like, there were roles and there were expectations, nigga. You know what I'm saying? After World War II, all that shit shattered. You know what I'm saying? Niggas coming home
You're
fucked
talking about
up,
as
not
far
talking
as the,
to therapists.
The,
You talking about women in the workplace and the gender roles and how that changed the way America was initially funded, which was still wrong, you know what I'm saying, built off of these particular beliefs, though.
I did.
It changed. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. It was still all fucked up shit. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? But that was a huge shift, and now the women, they got the taste, they in it, and now you got to the point now where they the only ones graduating from school, bro. You know what I'm saying?
We only recently acknowledged it. You know what I'm saying? That they were able to do jobs better, be able to make more, this is that and the other or whatever.
And that's fucked up, forever, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Right? Like, we've been living differently forever, but only recently has it been acknowledged that, you know, a lot of women are making
money. Which brings me back to my next point. Who started America? The white man. The insecurity. You keep the women down, you keep the black man down. Women can endure flames, walk through it.
Second class citizen. And then the black person was the black man was a third class citizen. You know what I mean?
But that's deep though. Even a woman that looked like you was a second class citizen, dog. There's just so many holes in that. It's crazy.
She's a minority. Right?
So it's deep, bro. It's deep, bro. Yes.
Back to data. Hold on. Like, so did y'all see that meme I sent y'all? That like basically the definition of entanglement was really like very, very clear for what she had with him, which was a complex relationship or whatever. From what I saw, I didn't like re-look it up to make sure that.
I wonder how long it took her to look through the dictionary to find the perfect word, you know what I'm saying, to explain some bullshit. Exactly, to lie, you know what I'm saying, the perfect lie word. Like,
but
entanglement. If you say again,
we're also separated.
A girl. We all got girls right now and married. Entanglement, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you know what I'm saying? We are talking like it's possibly okay. it's only okay. Like, we knew that there was, you know, some swinging rumors and all of that stuff. My only question now is who will fucking is it females? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why Will is so bad.
Right, was he a family friend?
That's my question, dog. Like,
you think he had entanglement with August too?
I think they was August.
They called him Aug.
I think Will is fluid as the river, dog. You know what I'm saying? But like that's not neither here nor there, dog. Like, that man has stood the test of time as a man of color amongst the elite, bro. You know what I'm saying? You gotta sacrifice something, bro.
Let me ask you this, because again, the women, what I've been seeing on my timeline, kind of like the couple of women that I've talked to, they are talking about defending her. And let me ask you this: if you were Will Smith,
she should be defended.
And would you continue that marriage, or in this case, continue your relationship with your woman?
You can't answer that until I see the list of bitches Will was fucking too. You know what I'm saying? I need to compare. It's not fair.
Messing around with she should the be girl defended, who played bro. Harley Quinn. The girl who played Harley Quinn.
Margot Robbie.
Nigga.
He did. That was the second movie he did with her.
You could tell
from Focus. I feel like from Focus, they had a little thing.
She should be lucky he didn't leave her for Margot Robbie.
It's no coincidence that they went on to do Suicide Squad, and their characters were the only two characters that really got tight and close. I feel like they just had a natural chemistry.
You can have that little nigga, baby.
Either
you
can have that little nigga.
I'm laughing at you now.
So I appreciate the insight on that part. I knew that they did movies together, but I didn't know that behind the scenes they were that close, I guess. And I didn't know on the movie they were that close.
It was nothing really about behind the scenes. Like, you didn't hear anything. And I think, like, apparently that's how Will Smith rolled, because, like, they have an open relationship. It's not like
you know what I'm saying? It's a thing.
Whether it be guys or girls, he's doing something, and whatever he's doing, people are quiet about it. He's doing it
exactly
the very quiet way. Because
he's making signs, non-disclosure agreements. Like,
he's a professional, dog.
Chris, that came up, too, of the whole male versus female thing, is that when Will Smith did it, nobody had anything to say. Nobody tried
to say it's bullshit. She should be defended, bro.
And now everybody's coming to Will's comfort and saying, oh man, Will, are you okay? Jada's such a devil. Do you think anything is here to play as far as that whole like male chauvinistic?
It's a man's world, though. Of course, he's going to look
something that women can't do.
Yeah, Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean,
that's not, said, she should be defended, though. Question. She did nothing wrong. Dog. That's their personal
yeah, exactly.
It's really none of our business.
Even Will exactly. says in that, like he said, he says, like, we decided to take our time apart. Like,
yeah, they were separated.
They were even they were agreed like, that okay. they were dating other people. You but to, I guess to have it, to have the world put it on blast makes right, it a
exactly.
different
situation. That, exactly. Point. That makes the only, like, that's the only reason, the logical reason to come out. They can't just be like, look, we marry, we love each other, but at times we fuck other people in the same house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what jails with us. That's what gets us off. That's what works with us. How you living, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, right.
Like,
that's an agreement that they made.
Right. That's their business. I don't see why.
So you think, like, you know who should be crucified is August. He should be the one that should get fucking cancel culture, bro. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with you, bro? Keep your
why are you running your mouth?
You know what I'm saying?
Why
are you like, where was it go?
You know what I'm saying? You're putting out an established business. Like, Will and Jada is a thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They are a company, really. You know what I'm saying? They got kids in the business. It's a thing. Like, you trying to fuck up some shit that works forever, bro. Exactly.
What's your move get out of here, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was silly. You put us out. Like,
no one cares about August Alsina but Jada, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is on HBO Max.
Nobody want to hear this nigga, dog.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is on HBO Max.
HBO Max is getting a lot of shows, man. They taking up, like, they got Friends. Like, they don't get the Snyder Cut.
Bro, I'm telling you.
They don't get the Justice League Snyder Cut.
What'd you say?
I said HBO Max is going to get the Justice League Snyder Cut.
Oh, yeah, they got the DC already.
I feel like,
they
I feel like HBO about to just buy Showtime and Stars. Just stop playing, nigga, and just make it one.
I thought they bought Cinemax. I thought that was the reason why they called it HBO Max, but I guess it's just...
They did. I think that's the thing.
I think they did get Cinemax.
That's the thing. Really? That's the thing.
Good.
That's pretty cool. Good. Well, let me ask you this. So, staying on this subject, what the question of cheating has come up a lot. Like, what is cheating? And I saw this Instagram meme or video where it was this, the man was in the relationship with a woman, but he was receiving DMs from another woman. And he was entertaining that, kind of like
flirting
back. Uh-huh. Is that cheating? He said he didn't have any intentions of doing
cheating.
Anything.
It's a mild form of cheating, no, but it is cheating, dog. And it is a cancelable offense on any side, bro, for sure.
So
like,
what's
you should
your
not
definition
be doing
of
it.
Cheating? Like, what? At what point should your? So this is the reason. So Laura and I had this conversation, and at certain points of our friendship, we've had the one female who's kind of like the group friend. And so at what point do you draw the line of the interaction you can make with this female? Because say, for instance, we had a female friend in our group and our group decides to go out to the bar. Well, everybody decides to bail except for you and that female. Y'all still meet up at the bar. Is that cheating?
I mean, it's not cheating, but it's like, go home, baby. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, right.
Exactly. Go home.
It ain't cheating, but go home. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Just
why dance in that black and white? Exactly.
You think
like,
so?
Look, just,
so, see,
you know what I'm saying?
So y'all cannot be, so men and women can't be just friends?
Impossible. I know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
yeah, it is possible. No. It's not impossible,
it's possible with lies, dog. It's possible with bliss because ignorance is bliss. Like, no, again, if this bitch was a hunchback, Chris, you will not befriend her, bro. You're not gonna be her friend, bro. Like, this shit comes with it, dog. There's hope and intentions. She can be a sweet person, but like, there's you want something, like, and it's all about measuring out what it, how long it takes. Again, you can put in the friend zone and be real friends, but. Who's really happy in the friend zone? But it's different. It's levels to it. I'm saying, like, the beginning, you can end up friends with the opposite sex for sure. You can end up, but the true initial 24 hours is all strategy, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Right, so, it's not like, I want to be this big friend. You know what I'm saying?
To expound on what Mike's saying, it's like, all right, well, on some level, I kind of agree with that. But at the same time, I think
a lot of our problem is we're very alike or whatever. We've all kind of had the same strategies while high school or whatever. We think in a certain way, and sometimes
territorial
or whatever. Like everybody doesn't quite think like that or whatever. So I think that you do have to determine by the nature of the relationship. Like I don't have a lot of female friends, but what's cheating for me really is I just put myself in my girl's shoes and vice versa. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I don't
cater to the insecurities.
If I went to my phone and saw this, is that okay? What, blah, blah, blah. Or, and I don't. We don't go through each other's phone because I really truly trust her or whatever. But, like, I feel like that's necessary to have a relationship. But anything that might violate that on any level or make her ask questions for me is just enough for me not to do it, you know? But everybody's not like that. And sometimes, like, again, going back to the trauma that we all have, they need a spike. You know, you need somebody to feel interested in you or whatever. I'm not really like that. Like, I know what I got and blah, blah, blah. So what's cheating is, to me, like, anything that, you know, like...
Your partner considers cheating.
Yes, that's exactly. Y'all can have conversations about boundaries and what's right. What and who's who and why and what would make me uncomfortable. And, you know, y'all determine that. But, you know, for me, I just go off of, like, just put yourself in another person's shoes.
Exactly. And that's person to person. Right. Everybody's shoes is different. You know, like we talked about the insecurities that, like, we can get caught up in relationships like, well, this is me. Accept me for me. Like, no, like, in relationships, like, you accept the other person for who they are. You know what I'm saying? And expect to give it back. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the two-way street. Like, if you can't start with that, you know what I'm saying? Then it's hard, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got to be vulnerable.
Her happy,
you gotta be open.
Me happy, and that
yeah, exactly. And if you can't deal with her shit, then that should be an easy upfront, easy way to know, like, fuck her, bro. Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? No, bro. Like, I'm sacrificing too much of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it should be easy if that's your girl, bro.
Well, let me ask you this: how do y'all feel about the work wife?
Oh, that's see, and you can't ask us because I mean. I had two of them in one job, man. You know what I'm saying? They both knew about it, and they called each other work wives, dog. You know what I'm saying?
The work wives. Some people will take it to the extreme. Like, you know, you have a female, like for us, you have a female at your job who you
Again, bro. I didn't mind it. You know what I'm saying? It's player, bro. But it's wrong, dog. It's wrong, bro. Like, everything you said, everybody takes it to the extreme. Why are you taking anything if you're not taking it to the extreme? You know what I'm saying? Nigga, live life like that. Why take it if you're not going to the extreme with it, bro? You know what I'm saying? Think about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the work wife is built off of, again, false hope. And, like, it's a connection and hoping that there could possibly be more, really. Like, you're attracted to the person. That's why you're calling them the wife, one-off. You're not going to call someone my work wife if you're not attracted to her. That's you may not do anything physical to her. That's bullshit. Shut up.
I get it.
I'm not going to call anyone wife in any sense, play or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a connection, even if it's nothing physical. Like, I only slept with half of my work wives at the one job. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it was nothing like that, but it was just, but it's there, so, dog. Like, just so leave it alone. You got a real wife. Leave it alone, baby.
So are we essentially saying that once you get to a point of being in a relationship with someone, there's
total
no
isolation.
Such thing as,
if you can't accept that, there's no such thing as being friends. You're not ready for it, bro. You can't accept that, bro. You got to have your friends that she knows because y'all been together for so long and you've introduced her. She knows them. Anybody new is questionable, bro. It's nobody new, dog. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? You tell them your life needs improvement. You know what I'm saying? And that's on both sides. I get the argument. Like, it's no way, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you got to be, hey, man. Again, like, that's the problem, man.
I feel you, but I disagree. Like, for me, my work wife was actually somebody who was a partner because a work wife is a partner. I mean, she kind of started calling me work husband and she ended up being work wife. But, man, trust me, bro. She did not look the part.
To you, though. So that just means it was a one-way street of emotion, nigga. So that don't mean that she didn't want to fuck you, bro. So you didn't. Mike, did you call her your work wife first, or did she call you the work husband, nigga? Who was first?
I mean, she definitely was calling me work husband first or whatever.
There we go. I rest my case, sir. Nick, call your witness. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that it has this guarantee.
But what you said was that she had to look a certain way in order to be the work wife, right?
No. For you to initialize it. You know what I'm saying? To initiate it. Exactly. Yes. I'm still sticking with that, nigga. Yes. You're for you to be first off, like, I'm just saying. It's rooted in passion and desire, dog. Work, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Wait, you're saying the work-wife situation or just men being friends with women is rooted in talent and desire?
Work-wife specifically.
Oh, okay.
Work-wife specifically, like, but there's conversation for both topics, though. You know,
well, I'm saying, let's stick on the whole friend thing. Like, can you...
she's so smart. Women, I need a smart
can
friend.
Can you be
like,
friends? Can you be just friends with a female?
Yeah.
You can be. That can be the end result of your bad work, bro, because no one wants to start that way. You know what I'm saying? No guy... It was like, I need more female friends that I can just talk to.
No question.
It usually ends up something that just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And then
I'm saying, like, you're already in a relationship with a woman. Yeah. And you start a new job and you kind of like get that work.
And y'all have chemistry more than like you and your girl. So it's more interesting. You're like, oh, she cool. It's my work wife. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not even saying calling her the work wife. I'm just saying being friends with her outside of work.
You're saying can you start a new friendship?
But that's all.
I think it's really iffy, and I think that on some level,
now iffy, bro. Kind of
creeping into Mike's territory. You know what I'm saying?
Hanging out one on one is still iffy, dog. Because again, like that is
y'all hang out too.
Now, if she her nigga and you bring your girl, that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you got to get
weird, but cool. You know what I'm saying? but cool, bro. Like, one-on-one, it's hard to expect your spouse or the opposite person to be like, okay, no problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, they still may do that, but it's no way they're going to be like, this makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, whether it's right or wrong, nigga, like, it's just... what it is, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So now, how much is that opposite sex person's friendship mean to you, nigga? Oh, I still want to hang out with this person. My spouse is having a problem with this, but I'm still doing it. So now it feels like you putting that person above me. You know what I'm saying? So it causes an imbalance, dog. Like,
so that's another situation that I've talked about over the last couple of weeks is, say, for instance, you have a family friend, like a female friend that grew up and your whole family know her. She's just a friend. You end up getting into a relationship with another woman. Y'all, you know, call each other boyfriend, girlfriend, or even get to the point of marriage. Can you still be friends with that family friend who's a female?
With that family friend, but I need at least two minimum family members to check off on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? In particular ones, like, not your mom, because you don't tell her who you're fucking. You know what I'm saying? I need, like, legitimate... family friend to check off on this random person that doesn't have your last name.
Your family not going to rat you out. Your family not, even if
you're not, but not, girl. But again, it's all body language, bro. It's all body language, dog. It can easily be ignorant and sell the truth, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Sell some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that's it. Family friend is an easy out, bro, I look at.
Would you be okay with that? Would you be okay with your girl saying, hey, this is Larry, and he, you know, we grew up together. He was my neighbor.
Larry, no, Larry, no.
No.
Just
no.
Off rip. Just no Larry's, dog. No Larry's, hell no. Nigga.
I'm old school, bro. Like, if we in a real relationship, you shouldn't, it's no
you can't know a single
no
Larry.
Man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you need help with something, that's my job, bro.
I'm not going to introduce you to no Larry's.
No,
you're not going to introduce me to no Larry's.
My job is to make sure you don't need a Larry, baby.
Family friends are the only ones you can have, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if they've been consistent, honestly. Like,
is he a family friend? Why is he around so much? He need to be fucking my sister or my brother and share the family name now. You know what I'm saying? Or change the family name. You're like, why you hanging around my family, dog? You weirdo, bro. You know what I'm saying? We're your family. You get real picky, dog. Like, leave it alone, bro.
Told him out.
Leave it alone, bro. Leave it alone, dog. If I won't bring it to the table, I won't accept it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, if I won't bring it to the table, I won't accept it. There's no friends like that, and I'm the most friendliest motherfucker you know.
Yeah.
So when it comes to men and women being just platonic, that's a very unlikely situation when you have a relationship.
What that is a sad ending. We call that a sad ending, bro. That's what that is called, bro. In America, at least,
I don't think it's impossible.
It's not like I said. It's not impossible. It happens. People are friends by default.
Problems
with
and
females,
possibilities.
Not,
most
you know what I'm saying?
And most people can't be responsible with that type of power. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just
men and women are different, dog. Women can really be a friend to a dude, bro. You know what I'm saying? I feel like again, like we're just built different too. We think different and process different. She can really look at this person and assume that, yeah. And assume, or that's the cop out. That's how they've been selling it. You know what I'm saying? Sitting on top, nigga. Like, oh,
well, what Jada did,
it's a helpless, weak arm person. Exactly, dog. Like, my arm strength is terrible. I needed Larry to, you know, like, I didn't want to bother you. Bitch, bother me. You bother me any other time. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. Right. It don't make sense. Kill it. You know what I'm saying? No, dog. I want to go out and drink. You know what I'm saying? why Larry there, baby? Like, oh, baby. And sometimes you need to get away. And it's fucked up for females because a lot of females don't have real female friends, dog. So they find false hopes. It's dirty. The game's dirty, dog. I wish I had
male friends, dog. She has male friends that she doesn't talk to a lot or whatever, but I know them. I've met them. And I really have a trust in my instincts and people. And he lives in California anyway, but still, it's just like, he used to live here and they used to work very closely together. I've never been concerned about him ever. You know what I'm saying? But
that's great. I like that.
I'm the guy that's been concerned about a lot of people too or whatever.
No, so. And you're right. So you just, you made me put it together. Like the dynamic for that to be a thing is totally in the hands of the woman. It's all in her strength. It all depends on the woman. That can definitely be a thing. If that's, you know what I'm saying? She's that type of woman. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
What if she's your woman though? That's what I'm saying. What if she's your woman? Can she still be
my woman? And she thinks that, and that's the thing, then she needs to see my vision. I'm sorry, dog.
Oh, my woman is my vision.
Like, yeah, but like I said, like I said, he's in a situation where like he is okay because he knows Corey, he trusts Corey. And I said, and that's the most important thing about it, like to have a woman that you feel is responsible enough or that loves you enough to, you know what I'm saying? Like, so like some people have that, some people don't. Some people are in a stage where they're not sure if they want to be that vulnerable or not to even be in that position. But it's all stages of it too. And it's all introduction. Like if he was around, you can't just 2 years later be like, oh, Larry, family friend. Like, bitch, where was Larry 2 years ago? You know what I'm saying? Like,
now that's different. Yeah, you can't all of a sudden pop up with a
it's family. All math, dog. It all has to work out perfect in the eyes of that are very not in anyone's favor, dog. You know what I'm saying? So it's just weird, that, dog. So, it's sacrifices, so, bro. Sacrifices.
So to me it's all in communication. You got to talk to your spouse.
It's all about your other spouse. Everybody's different. You can't apply that rule to everybody. Different. Some people don't care.
Everybody's going to be able to vibe and mess with that type of relationship differently. Yeah. It just depends on the communication between the man and the woman in the relationship. If I'm
and that's the challenge to live and everybody to has find that perfect mix. Yeah.
Everybody comes to the relationship with insecurities. And if I'm too insecure to handle this relationship, this friendship between my woman and this man, then I should be able to speak up and say that, and hopefully she is of mature
and it's
mind
not a
enough
problem.
To either explain that.
Exactly. That's the or thing, bro. Like, say, don't okay, be in a I'm relationship to where you can't speak up. Like, that's the worst, bro. That's how motherfuckers end up in jail,
yeah,
bro.
Nah,
like,
yeah,
you know
nah,
what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely not.
Yeah, you got to be able to, even if it is a concern on your end, be able to speak to, you know what I'm saying, your spouse. Not, you know what I'm saying, not hostile or nothing, but just coming on some real shit. Like,
right, be able to just talk to
them. Conversation.
Sometimes
you know
I feel
just
like
trying to understand, like, right, like if it makes sense,
nothing that I cool. don't really say this on my mind to my girl at some point or yeah. whatever, like, and I feel like everybody needs to be able to do that or whatever, and that shit is hard or whatever sometimes to say like something that might hurt somebody's feelings or annoy them or whatever. Maybe,
right.
Hey, sometimes like, I can't.
Because not what you say is how you say it though, so you gotta take some time to figure it out. But you can say anything. You just gotta say it the right way.
How about this? So
we tells me.
Exactly. How about you've this? Done before, you never get the truth.
And I'm bombarding y'all with the questions that I got. So sorry to keep staying on this dead horse, but so we
okay. Obviously the horse ain't dead.
You're looking for an answer.
Right, exactly.
Edited
I
said, up.
No. I wasn't gonna say that. It became pretty obvious.
So this is the thing. So we DM each other like memes or things we see on Instagram. Because it's funny or it's interesting or whatever. How would you feel if that was the extent of the connection between your woman and a man? They're friends.
It can be purely innocent, but I would
DM'd
not like
her
it.
Just like
that simple
shit that he sees on Instagram. Is that okay?
No, I mean, like, I'm not to say who's in my situation. I would say it's not okay. Like I said, but again, like, if I'm doing it, I know why I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? So. That's how I look at it, bro. And you got to deal with my vision if that's how I look at it, and you with me, you know what I'm saying? And be with somebody that do it just for the love too, bitch. Cause I don't, you know what I'm saying? I do it with a purpose. Like if we vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, or I shut it down. Like, I'm not gonna be the one sending shit. You might look in it and it's like, if it's all incoming and just a response, that's different too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people just play it cool.
Real good.
That's what I'm saying. Paper trail gotta be cool. Like, if you don't, if she the one always like, oh, this is funny, you like this, you know what I'm saying? Oh, like if she's the one starting no shit, then that's a deeper thing too that I feel like if. Because like I said, guys gonna press. That's what guys do. You know what I'm saying? Full court, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, full court, bro. Like you said, man. So
wait, so you're saying that men cannot have platonic feelings towards a woman?
I think they can.
Again, see, so you're changing the subject, dog. You keep flipping it on me, dog. I'm saying men can be friends with females and vice versa. They can have a platonic situation. But that's just the ending of it. Like, it's no one go. I don't feel a man does not go in to any situation with a female thinking, I just want to be her friend.
Because you made that statement, that's what made me ask that question. Because I'm saying what you are sounding like is men always have some ulterior motive when they're becoming friends.
I believe that.
I'm cool with bitches that I work with.
Just because I was forced to be in that situation with them. I would consider them associates. Like, I'm very particular about friends and associates. So, like, you know what I'm saying? In this conversation, they would be friends. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it's not like I'm going to, like, you know, be hanging out with them or anything. Like, if I take it outside of work, there's something there, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because my time is precious. Nobody judges my time more precious than me, nigga. You know what I'm saying, nigga? So, if I'm taking it outside of the fourth situation, there's something I'm curious about, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Unless I just have nothing else going on, then why not? You know what I'm saying? But, like, that's just how I look at it. Again, some people don't look at it that deep. That's why some people can't stand the heat, dog. You know what I'm saying? So they don't last, dog. It's just wild. Like I said, maybe I seen too much, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen both sides. I've been the villain and the victim, dog. So, like, very little gets past me. You need to have a clean, like he said, you got to have a clean-ass receipt, dog. If not, if I can just think, then I just go deeper, and it's just not going to work. It's over. You know what I'm saying, baby?
So my only 2 cents on that is I agree to a certain extent. I think women be thrown into that pool of having a difficult time sticking to platonic or platonicity, if that's a word, because just like men who come into a friendship with ulterior motive of, like you said, a full court press, I think women do the same. I think,
yeah, of course.
I don't know for sure.
I don't think if you're in a stable relationship, they desire the same.
For sure.
But on the other hand, I also believe that there are men who can go into a new friendship with a woman and it just be platonic without any
beautiful woman. Beautiful woman. A beautiful woman?
Yeah.
A beautiful woman.
I think so.
They're single.
Single or not?
he thought about it. He said, single or not? No, he said, why you get so long, dog? Like, I'm just asking questions.
She's beautiful. Just because she's married or with a man doesn't, that
she's
probably
beautiful.
Makes her more
attractive. She has a sense of humor, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're not going to tell me not 1%, not 0.01%. of your actions are going to be led off of curiosity and not just, I mean, what is a friend? Let's talk about that. What is a friend? We need friends to talk to vent to be there when we need them most. Why do you need this beautiful, sexy bitch, you know what I'm saying, around, you know what I'm saying? Like, flip it.
Why is she only that, though?
Thank you, question mark.
Exactly. And I imagine
that. That's my point, though. It's like, nah. Are we not at each other as intellectuals?
No different
than that. And that leads to my bigger point. On top of your bigger point, it's all poison, dog. You know what I'm saying? So just provide the least amount of poison in a relationship, and that will increase the success rate, dog. It's all poison, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I can agree with that.
Our glasses, what kind of glasses are these? Because all I see is hoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. I'm going to say who said the quote. But, like, it's one of the realest quotes I've ever heard in my life, man. Like,
it was
it's all about how you see it, bro. That does not mean that there's a room full of hoes, nigga. That's just you on that thing, shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it's sometimes good to have.
I think it goes into the whole argument of just how people look at people. By human nature, we have to categorize as we assess how we're going to deal with them, whether short term or long term. We have to put them into some type of category. And I'm thinking, in order for us to grow as a human race, we got to be able to step outside that box and say, this is just a person that I have a platonic with, and that's what.
But again, and it's all okay if your spouse understands that insecurity in nature.
Right. It's all like about said, communication. You know what I'm saying? Like, communication.
You'd be like, hey, like, where your girl going? Oh, she about to go hang with Larry, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you mean, right? Like, hey, nigga, believe me. Larry, cool, bro.
That's another thing. It's a job. It's a process. Anything you can get past, do your job. Sit down with your group. Do the work. Like, yeah, my girl went to go hang out with her, with Larry.
Yeah.
They just going out to the bar.
I know my girl loves me. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of what everybody said is different. But if she does that, then it's cool. Like I said, like, if you can't meet that and you want to hang with Larry, then it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, so. It's all give and take. If you bring in more, then you gotta give more, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Or if Larry, let's say for instance, Larry's again, he's a family friend, and so vice versa, she's a friend of Larry's family. Larry's sister is having a baby shower, and so she's going to the baby shower.
Yeah,
is that an issue?
It's a baby shower. Nah, baby, I ain't mad at the baby shower. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but you're not going. You're not going. She's going with. I mean, Larry will be there, and she will be there with Larry's family. Is that going to hurt you?
Not really. I mean, like, I wouldn't be mad if I didn't get asked, because I'd probably be just as irritated if I did get asked, kind of. Only reason I would want to go is just to get my questions answered. You know what I'm saying? I have no interest in this nigga's family or his baby. You know what I'm saying? I just want to know if I want to kill him or not, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's it. So that's the only reason it was working. Like I said,
see where
like,
he live, where his address is, in case you got
it. That's it, dog. Right. If you ain't home, you say if your car there, you're supposed to be somewhere else, then I'm killing you, baby. You know what I'm saying? He said, that's it. I just want to know, man. I just want to see him, bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Well, like, it's everybody's different, man. Like I said, you can bring all of that to the table. It can be cool, but expect to have, I mean, it sounds bad when I say above and beyond, but you got to cater to your person's insecurities, dog. Like, if this person is truly a friend, it shouldn't really be a problem easing my, you know what I'm saying, insecurities and nerves about it. Like, especially if this is going to be a thing that's a thing. Like, if you just blowing me off and I'm telling you I care about this and, you know what I'm saying, and you, like, whatever, like, bitch, it's an imbalance. Like, it's somewhere, dog, that I can't live with, dog. You know what I'm saying? So, it's all about how you play.
For you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, exactly. So.
But that's a very special situation, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what did you say?
I say that's pretty indicative. You know what I'm saying? Like, those types of traits of behavior. You say chill and she don't chill and that's your girl. Like, well, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, like,
not even that. Or if, like, she just, like, she's like, well, I don't like if somehow guys get like, she my friend. Like, what's the big deal? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know,
like,
what the just big deal
refuse
is,
the, you know, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, maybe not even that. I don't trust. Not that I don't trust you. Right, I know it's Larry, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Alcohol, like, and from the way, you know what I'm saying, where I lived and where I seen, which I would consider the real world, because that's why everybody does, regardless of what they've done or what they've seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you're at your throat. I'm with you because you're cold. You know what I'm saying? I don't see why he, you know, it's wild, right? Yeah.
So one more question.
Again, like I said, it's all one about more making
question.
Him happy.
One more question, and we can get off this subject. So you have a girlfriend or wife or whatever, and you know she runs with a flock of girls that look like her or better than her. Mm-hmm. You become y'all hang out, so you become friends, and that there's always that one.
You dirty boy. Let me find y'all hanging out with one of my bitches.
No.
So,
I'm saying, like, you are getting, you know.
Actually,
you
I wouldn't be mad at her. Anybody outside of my immediate five, I can
No. So
I
care. Your girl has
I'm like, yeah, we really need to talk. She had to go to the end, nigga. Like, I'm fucking
No. It's the opposite. I'm saying the opposite. Okay. So, your girl has a group of friends. Let's say you are with Katie, and Katie mm-hmm. has a really good friend named Karen, and Karen is having man issues, and so Katie invites
Karen,
her.
Is Karen, Karen and Katie hot? They are. You already established
they hot. They both yeah, hot. Okay. They both nice. All right. And hotness. And Karen is coming to you with her man problem.
Oh, okay, that's easy.
And she okay. continues to come to you with your man ooh, problem.
Ooh, now that's time, hard. That's hard.
She's calling and texting you questions.
See, that's your fault.
To your girl.
Or his fault. You know what I'm saying? Or her fault, or whoever. Dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can innocently get caught up in some bullshit like that. Just trying to be a good person.
Gotta learn to ignore her gal.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Oh, just ignore the text.
That's it, straight up. Cold-blooded, bro. Cold.
You gotta be cold-blooded. You know what I'm saying? Can't be
cold-blooded, bro. You got your own shit to deal with, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you had your problems, bitch. Like, you ain't gonna cause more with mine. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Boundaries. Yeah. Like, no. Then you funny. I don't know if that was the point you were making question mark, but then, yeah, you funny acting because you're not helping out or.
Nah, she go through the proper channels. And she goes to your girl like, hey,
right.
Or like, yeah. Even if y'all in a group chat, that's different. You know what I'm saying? It's weird, mm-hmm. but different and acceptable. Again, like I said, so probably nothing's ever happened before. Like I said, I'll be honest, though, but like, she would have to go at least to your girl some kind of way. Like, her girl already knows the situation with her guy. Like, hey, you know, well, I kind of feel like Ian or who or David said the best, whatever. When I talk to him, like, is it okay if I ask him? You know, and of course. And if it's pure, your girl, I don't see your girl being like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, nothing wrong with yeah. that. You know what I'm saying? But the back door, behind the ear shit is you where she really get dirty, dog.
Conversation like that, like without her.
You know period. What that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what you gotta go through the proper channels. Either yeah, way, bro, it's just a two way street, dog. Like,
and so she find that, like, damn, y'all been talking? Especially if you ain't told her, like, eh.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. And like, it doesn't really matter. It's weird, bro. It's just weird. Like, again, that's personal, emotional shit that y'all bonding on. That's usually with you and your actual friend, which is her or him or whoever the initial person was. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, I mean, it's cool because, like, that's. And if you need to solve it, you can get straight to it. You ain't gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, nigga, you know what I'm saying? What's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gotta do no real dirty work to go find this nigga, you know what I'm saying? But, like, it's still weird, dog. It's a procedure to everything. Anything is possible. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anything is possible, yeah. Dog. You proved me yeah. that. I only been to your house once, and the one time I was there, you and Krista and you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
wife was there. That blew my mind, nigga. You know what I'm saying? The fuck? Nigga, this is America!
It's wild, that was dog. Really, that was,
is there anything
that
possible?
Was more force. That was more by force because of Richard. Because
I believe it. Yeah, it's the birthday. Yeah, exactly. But still, but, it's yeah, the fact it's, that yeah, it's possible. That everybody that, like, was there. People think that you can't be friends with your ex baby mama or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got something else going yeah. on, like, it's possible. It's just procedure to everything. Some people just don't want to go down the checklist, dog. Because everybody yeah. get go to ego or all of that yeah, shit. Yeah. Like, male or female, bro. Like, I don't see yeah. that though. Or, I know I, you should know, like, no.
What I will say is communication is everything. Upfront, honest communication is everything.
Yeah.
And
hell yeah.
As you are entering
a relationship. Find no surprises.
That's right. It. Is no it, surprises. Is it. That's why right. you got to the story's mine. You got to control the narrative, dog. That's life, bro. Gotta,
it's not even to control the narrative.
Hey, it sounds bad, but that's just what it is, dog. Like,
that's what
get
it
ahead
is.
Of that shit, dog.
Communication is everything, and as you're entering a relationship, you got to cater to the other person's insecurities. And I'm saying, when I say cater to the insecurities, I don't mean give in to everything, but you got to work.
No, for sure. I mean, reasonable, about something, for sure.
You got to work through sure. something. Yeah, reasonable, and that's what I'm saying. Like,
reason. Everybody has a line, though, for sure. Just yeah. don't be a fucking simp gimp, nigga. Oh, no, like, I don't want you having male friends. God, what, bitch? Like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? You got to be the only one? Like, nigga, I can't talk to nobody but you, and I can't talk to you? Kill yourself, bitch. You know what I'm saying? No. Never. Everybody different, okay. bro.
All right, well, let's move on to the next thing. We had it down as Vicky with the Blicky, where... And I think it was Auburn Hills, somewhere in Michigan, one of the suburbs of Detroit.
M-State.
There was a white woman that got into some type of altercation with a black mom and a black daughter in public, and it resulted in the white woman pulling out a gun on the black woman and her black daughter.
When a gun is shown.
How do y'all feel about that situation? Because I know it's been some talk on both sides of that fence where it's like, well, the black woman was a little too aggressive. She should have shut her mouth. She deserves it. And then there was other situations where it's like, nah, even though the black woman was aggressive and she was running her mouth, the white woman should have not pulled out the gun. So how do y'all feel about that?
That's all that matters, though. I don't care how aggressive it gets.
Because now the update on that situation is the white woman and her husband are both facing federal charges, which would equate to a year or so in jail.
Broke the law.
My thing is, if you that scared, leave, motherfucker. Leave. You know what I'm saying? Well, and nobody put out a gun on you. You the one that should be feared. You have a fucking killing machine in your hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got tons of arguments and disagreements with friends of public, whatever, but like, you might pull a gun out on you, bro. Shit changes, dog. Like, it's weird. So either you pull out a gun because you're either completely in fear of your life. You know what I'm saying? If that's what she was, I really don't understand why. But
this is the honesty that I'm gonna put on because when I first got a gun, I was looking for a reason to pull it out.
See, and that's the problem.
Any little thing was like, fuck it, I got a gun. Like any little argument or any little situation that I didn't feel comfortable with.
You're more likely to put yourself in situations knowing that you have in it. Like it's a problem. Like, right. It's a thing in itself. Like, yeah, it's a responsibility.
So I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that.
No, I feel you.
Is that more of a common feeling? I don't know if question mark.
It
if you
definitely
have a gun.
Is. Whether you're aware of it or
young,
not.
If you have a gun, I know,
I mean,
Mike,
that's the ego.
I don't know if you have a gun.
That's
but
what I'm saying.
You
exactly.
feel like when you walk around with your gun, because it's, I think, is Michigan open carry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you walk around with your gun. How do you feel like when you get into an altercation? How do you think you would react in getting into an altercation with someone who's super aggressive, super argumentative, super loud?
Again, I'm not going to pull my gun out on somebody that's super aggressive. Like I said, if I got my gun on me, I'm more calm because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be overcharged, like, where you at? You know what I'm saying? Come out the house, like, bro, like, the only default things you get caught is, like, you may go to the store at 3 a.m. to get some Leafs or some shit, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, should you still be putting yourself in that situation regardless? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's avoidable. You just get caught in that default mentality. Like, some people are aware of it, like,
you feel safer.
So it's like, oh, it's okay. But, like,
right, but
you know what I'm saying?
Gun don't
like,
stop bullets. It don't stop robbery.
Still going into combat, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just
prepare
die.
Better. Exactly. So it's all different, man. And you got those people. Most people that go into that do it for that reason. Or, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
come
possibly.
In scorned. Or no one just wants it really for, you know what I mean? Few people do. But, again, it's like, this cast, man, is fucked up, bro. Like, you just got to know what you got, bro. You just got to
be aware. I will say that. I will say, like, my initial thoughts of the situation was, you know, as black people, especially in these times, we got to be able to pick and choose when we're going to push the issue. Like I said, when I got pulled over by, I didn't get pulled over. My car broke down and the cop coming over who I thought was going to help asked for my ID. I could have just said, I could have made it a mountain. I could have said, fuck you. I'm not pulling on my ID. I'm not in the wrong. My car just fucking broke down. I don't need this stress. But I just said, you know what? Here's my ID. I think as black people, we got to be able to pick and choose these mountains that we're making.
No,
in that
for sure.
Case, I think she could have definitely
absolutely.
The mom.
For sure.
I'm talking about the black mom and the black daughter. They definitely could have said, okay, maybe the white woman bumped the black daughter. Maybe she didn't say, excuse me. You might say something, hey, you bumped my daughter, or say, excuse me, something, but you got
to
leave.
Don't keep egging it on, like, where, like
to me,
what's next?
Yeah,
like,
leave
that's
it
why
at
she poured it out. Like, what's, like you keep here, but it's like, I mean, I'm definitely not on any, you know, the blicky side of shit, but it's like, exactly. They said, all right, we had a little, like, either we escalating this bitch or we leaving. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody.
But yeah, it was one of those situations, like, why are you taking down a license plate because a lady bumped you? But then once old girl pulled out the gun, like,
it's
anything that mom and daughter did was immediately
irrelevant.
Like, you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
You just can't pull out a fucking gun on
you, like, you know, threatening your life.
Just leave, bro.
You're right. Like, if that's what you're doing, just leave, bro.
They were definitely wrong, but damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was extreme.
It didn't deserve that.
Your car or whatever.
No, you just can't do that.
I'm like,
My evaluation of the situation is, she was yapping. They both got in the car. They were backing out. The girl hit the car, and then she jumped out with the gun. Like, you were about to pull off. All you had to do was push
the gun and pull off. Pulling a gun out on me is just like calling me a nigga, but worse, because I can't do nothing about it.
That's what they're pleading in court.
I mean, you can. You can try, nigga. Especially
the white couple, they're pleading some type of ethnicity discrimination against them, and they're also saying that they were in fear for their life. Because the woman struck the car, the woman hit the car with her hand, and
you don't know the state of mind of that person. They just put a gun out on you over some bullshit. Like, even if you try to leave at that point, now you don't know, you might be a prisoner. They see you leave, like, no, don't go nowhere. Like, oh shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who knows what's next after that, dog? You know what I'm saying? Like, they all learn a valuable lesson.
I just feel like it's very hard to fear for your life in a nonviolent confrontation where you know you have a gun on you and you know they don't.
Exactly, bro.
It's just a hard defense.
It's some bully shit. It's some extra shit, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to court again. It might not be as much of a slam dunk as we're thinking because of
it won't be.
America, bro. Nobody walked for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a messed up situation.
16-month probation. Something. Probably can't get a gun, maybe.
Right. Still getting paid. You don't lose nothing for real.
It won't be a felony.
A public smack on the hand.
No, it's not about. No.
Public smack.
The thing that scares me about that is how many times it's happened and it hasn't been caught on camera, but because of the times that we're in.
And it ended worse. Fatal results.
Exactly, Chris. Exactly.
So my question is, do you think that the time, because everybody's so concerned about the Second Amendment rights, and everybody's so concerned about this race war that's supposed to start, do you think it's going to get worse? Do you think people are going to be more prone to do, in that situation, pull a gun out and maybe do
the
worse?
The number of people that are more prone to do that is shrinking, I feel. But yes, there's still always going to be that.
I think they're probably the only people who are actually out and about. Some of the only people at some point, like the percentage is already smaller. People who are outside the house.
So,
these niggas is outside the house. They don't give a shit about nothing.
Again, but you just got to be able to look at people. You can get a vibe, dog. People are so detached from, like you said, just the world and the earth and the shit, dog. Like, you get your body is a natural alarm system, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get a vibe, like. Like, hold on, bro. And I'm not talking about false vibes, like, oh.
Now, you know when you're in
this nigga's going to take my purse, you know what I'm saying? Just because, whatever.
Something right here. I don't know what it is, but I'm getting this buzz.
Exactly. And it's, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to go into a citizen's arrest or anything. Just remove yourself from the situation. Just be smart, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you engage in it. It's just as dangerous as it is engaging you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Leave, nigga. That simple, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's a messed up situation, and hopefully that ends well. But on the other side of that coin, in the last couple of days, we had a situation in Detroit where there was an incident with a black man and an officer, and the first reports from witnesses said that the black man was just shot and killed by an officer. So everybody ran.
That nigga deserved that shit, bro. I'm sorry.
The video showed that he not only pulled out, but he busted at the cop.
God's grace, dog, the cop still has a face, bro. He was super close, dog. Like,
yeah, and nobody else got hit by the straight bullet.
He
needs
to go out for two reasons, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because one, you thinking you something that you're not because you're a terrible shot, dog. Get out of here. And then you're like, what are you doing, bro? Fucking stupid. Yeah. He could just walked away. He could still be breathing today and killing people if he just walked away, dog. He wasn't even that smart to do that, bro.
Like, I mean, the problem is, like, the message was sent out wrong. Like, when someone's wrong, they're wrong, right? Immediately, the message was sent out that he was unarmed. And this was
around the corner. Well, he got shot in the back of the head, so he was running, so why would he... But he tried to kill officers.
They're ready to burn down the neighborhood already. Which is every time has been false information that's built just torn down our neighborhoods. So let's just start there. So it's important for us. I'm glad we were there and vigilant. and ready.
Yeah.
And
peaceful.
The only thing that only thing that saved that was the body cam. That's my point too. It would still be out there if it wasn't for the body cam. It would still be out there.
Right.
It would be a problem right now if there was no body cam, bro. Like, that body cam was everything. Like, that motherfucker came through with the receipt, bro. Like you said, as long as you got a receipt, you can't complain, dog. You can't complain, dog. Take it back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, this business, bro.
So with again, with you again, I missed the question mark. Is this our quickness to come to their aid? I mean, it was a protest minutes later. Mm-hmm. In front of the 12th precinct, ready to burn that bitch down.
Mm-hmm. You can't even trust that. Obviously, those are people that
are we right or wrong? There. Are we right or wrong for protesting in that much speed, or should we wait until the details are out before we do something like that?
I mean, both, dog. Because typically, so who knows? Sometimes when the details come out, it's still bullshit, bro. You just gotta just do your due diligence. If you that passionate, you should know what the fuck you out there for, bro. Don't listen to somebody and be like, I'm going out there while I'm rolling too, nigga, regardless of who it is. Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, just do your own research. Don't let nobody tell you. Just do your own shit and follow what you feel is right. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at that
shit. I'm glad they were out there. I'm glad they
I'm also ashamed, nigga.
Organizations need, like, leaders and structure where basically you got to have generals and people to give you to go ahead. Or not.
That's why I salute the chief, dog. Like I said, that's why I salute the chief, bro. Because it could have been a lot worse.
Or whatever, because
making sure they got the body cam.
Structure. Mm-hmm. Is that or whatever. So
and telling them, like, look, you know, you put it out there.
And now we're dangerous and we're vigilant and we're supposed to be out there. Like, that's what communities do.
That's
doing it because they know that pitchforks is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing that because I saw a couple people on that story on Instagram that said, y'all stupid for protesting, or that y'all should feel dumb and y'all should feel embarrassed and ignorant because y'all protesting something that happened that was justified. My thing is, like you saying, question mark, is like, we should be that ready to be
protesting. Yeah, for sure. It's always a good sign.
And coming to the aid. It's always a good sign to say, you know what?
We still if y'all got fuck work up, to do, though.
You got a gang of people that's going to not.
Yeah, exactly. Just know that. Exactly. So don't fuck up. Like, we sorry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But don't fuck up, bro. Let this be it every time. Man.
Exactly.
And which is still a fucked up message, though. Like, wait till somebody try to kill you before you kill somebody. But, I mean, that's just what it is, dog.
In community, bro. Like,
that's the job, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's the fucked up job.
Stupid to them, but.
Yeah. So that takes me into the other part of this where a lot of people are trying to bring this into the Black Lives Matter movement where we're talking about Black-on-Black crime. Because there was a record number of deaths at the hands of, allegedly at the hands of Black people in Chicago. It was like 60 people in one weekend. And even in Detroit, I heard it was like in the teens or in the 20s over that July 4th weekend. But no protests. There were absolutely no protests that were against these crimes where kids, like 5, 6 young kids were killed. Are we wrong for not paying attention to that? Are we wrong for not jumping and protesting that?
I have two thoughts on that. I think that the reason that cops are being protested is simply because their job is to uphold justice, right? There's accountability there, whereas criminals by nature are outlaws and they want to be outside of accountability. They want to live in anarchy. So like, yeah, who are you protesting? Like, you think they're just gonna stop because you protest because they're killing each other? And it's a different when there's a system in place where you're supposed to be accountable for your actions and you're out here killing people over and over and over again and taking your power to a new extreme. That's a place where you protest. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is a social or a political thing where it's supposed to go like this and it ain't going like this. And so, yeah, the people have the power to protest. I don't think protesting Black on Black crime might be effective. I mean, community rallies and getting to know each other, and like we were talking earlier, like nodding your head and saying hi to each other is a great, probably effective way of maybe some other form of protest where we say, we're just going to start saying hi to each other in the community so that people know.
Change the game, bro.
But that, and then on top of it, I think to answer the other question is oftentimes like that's not the conversation. It's like the deflection, right? Like when I'm talking about this and you then you bring up a whole nother subject, black on black crime is a whole nother subject. It's a whole nother conversation or whatever. But what we're really talking about right now is just this. So why bring up this conversation at all to even, it's like deflection. That's something that an abuser, in my opinion, would use when somebody says, I care about this. Well, what about this? You're like, well, okay, but nigga, did you?
No, but that's that Trump shit, though. He's like, you're not answering my question. You're just deflecting, nigga.
Right.
I get irritated when anybody bring up black or black crime because it's not like a natural stat, nigga. That's a force. Right. Statistics, bro. What, you know what I'm saying? Say,
of course, we're mad about it.
That's what I hate that shit, bro. I hate that shit, bro. Like, we're not naturally violent, bro. Like, if we were, we would kill all y'all motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? If we're not naturally violent, bro. Like, so don't come to me with that bullshit, that America TV shit, that, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck out of here, bro. Anybody that come to me with that shit, cut off, bro.
What I will say about that is I agree 100% with you as far as like, yeah, we need to focus on the institution that is killing a group of people, it seems like, by fact and data, at a higher rate. So that is what we're approaching and we're protesting and we're against. And because of that institution, you have these types of crimes within the same race community. I think because of prejudice and racism and systemic racism towards Black people, you have this idea of Black on Black crime because we were forced into a situation where we feel like we have nothing. We feel like we have nothing to lose. We feel like the only people that we can rob from are ourselves. I think that's the result of this issue or this institution that we're fighting. But it still is an issue. It still is something that, again, in a time where we're supposed to be united as a race, we're supposed to be fighting the good fight together, we're still fighting each other. And we're still killing each other. We're still robbing from each other. So what do we do about that? Do we only continue to focus our energy on getting the white man off our back? Or do we have anything in place to also teach ourselves to love ourselves?
That's the only way. Because he ain't never gonna get off the back. You just gotta teach within, bro. You can't worry about what's on outside of the house, dog. You gotta keep home right, bro. And then send home outside, nigga. Like that's it, bro. That's all you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean it's a crazy situation. I mean I think of people like Candace Owens and then now Terry Crews who's added to that.
He is already a joke. He should have been in the UFC, bro. Ain't nobody with that body. You know what I'm saying? Should be crushing skulls, bro. I'm sorry. That would you get that big for then, bro? He ain't wrestling or crushing skulls, dog. I mean, yeah, it's a role for everything, bro. You just simp gimping. Even when he played gangsters, dog, he was weak with it, bro. Like, what a serious... I don't know, man. Terry didn't prove to be Terry, bro.
White girls,
I ain't gotta say nothing. That too, but I mean, no, this what really killed him. And again, I don't care, bro. This nigga let himself get fucked, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, and even the white woman in the Senate was like, hey, you know, you're a big, strong, powerful man. Like, how could you let someone just take advantage of you, dog? But again, that goes to our mental health too, though, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have that shit, so. Who am I to say, you know what I'm saying, anything, nigga? I just know I don't care what the fuck. Like, I just can't be famous then, nigga, if that's the ticket, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy, nigga. But he justified it his own personal way, and that makes it okay, bro. But yeah, crush skulls, though. I feel like you could get a crush the skull that came out even more on top, bro. Because we're going to side with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did what? What do I know, man? I don't know nothing, man.
Hey, Ian, man, have you seen Hamilton?
He's selling it, dog. They got him on the job, dog. I'm telling you.
I don't like musicals. Corey watched it yesterday, and I didn't watch it because I don't like musicals that much. So, but
he said I was home good. And I stayed out the room, dog.
You don't even have to, trust me, man. You don't have to like musicals, man. If you like music, you'll like.
You gotta like good stuff, right?
I fucking hate music. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, fuck you, Chris. Right? I hate music. You know that.
It sounds like a no.
I can't help you. No, but I only say that because the songs have literally been stuck in my head for a week. My girlfriend hates me now. So.
All right, I'm gonna check it out.
I mean. The longer they stuck in your head, the more reason to get me to watch it. Right? If it was gonna be a couple of days, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. If you at the week mark, you know what I'm saying? Now you got my spider sense is tingling, dog. 2 weeks, call me, dog. 2 weeks, call me. I'm watching it for sure. But now I'm thinking about it. I'm considering it.
Are you guys like ice cream sandwiches?
That shit all chocolate, baby. You know what I'm saying?
It is just like me, baby. Oh, yeah.
Is that an M&M ice cream chocolate sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to ask, like, did you make that bitch yourself, bro? He said, oh, okay. There we go.
You guessed it exactly. Oh, yeah.
I just felt it when I saw it. I knew it.
You had to step away for a second.
Oh, yeah. I think the people already got him. He closer to the water, dog. You know what I'm saying? So I'd assume that
we were talking too much controversy.
Chris might be last, dog, just because of location, dog. But I would assume I'm next, and then Ian, question mark, and then Chris, dog. So, Chris, the show pressure's on your shoulders to scream out the truth while we slowly disappear off of this one by one.
Okay.
He said, I'm good. Just like,
they're coming again. You got to make sure you send this message before they get out.
Exactly. Well, I'm definitely wrong then. Bro. If they got you next, then I must be last then, bro. Come and get me. I'm going to put Tyrion's carcass on the front lawn so they know I ain't playing. Like, this is crazy, bro. He said, exactly. They going to hesitate when they come in. Like, I study show. This is his dog. Like, the fuck?
It's crazier than we thought.
Exactly. Slitting too, bro. Come and get me. Goes out the front window, dog. Shoot a bow and arrow off that bitch. Or he's psycho. We out. I'm going to use the gun first, bro. Just arrow.
You ain't even got to hit him. Just the fact that you shoot him.
It's an arrow. That's what I'm saying. Hand boning, right, bro. Now. You got to flex, bro. Make him think, dog.
All right.
I know, right? Well, due to censorship and this podcast taking place in America, looks like we have been shut down. on episode 3. Exactly. I'm surprised it lasted this long, y'all. So
I will take this time to once again mention, as I always do, that Second Life by Vivid Screams is on Spotify and Apple Music and anywhere you get your music, really.
Anywhere
you get it. So go check that out, man. Artwork by Eric.
And expect more coming. Crib by Young. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Crib
it's getting
coming.
Released tonight.
Crib is on the way.
You know what I'm saying?
Getting released tonight.
No. I'm dropping it tonight. Fuck it.
Crib is coming. You know actually, Moneybags is on the way, man. I'm going to do Moneybags, I think, before Crib. Just to get it out of the way. Coming too.
Crib's being released tonight.
No. All right,
no,
Crib.
Y'all.
He said, right.
Crib will come out once, it'd be a good quarantine song. I guess I can make
tonight.
A quarantine bass.
That's what I'm saying,
I could make
bro.
A quarantine bass.
Come on, bro. You have the times for what they are, Crib.
Well, you know what? I guess tonight. No, we'll see.
It's already happened, bro. I promise the people. 100 of screamers need what I promise, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm Michael Scott with his spin and twirl, bro. 45 days. 45 days.
Hey, we'll make before I leave,
Pennyworth on Epics. All right.
You can tell me about that. I'm going to check it out.
That shit is good.
Nice. I can't check it out right now because I got a fucking. Anyway. He talked about, I was about to kick back, bro. He already know, dog. I'm hurt. All right.
Y'all be safe.
All right, bro.
Yeah, man. Everybody. That's crazy. Fucking, yeah. I got a fucking shit, man. Oh, yeah. Your girl probably wants to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? My nephew's first birthday was Sunday. And shit. Apparently, the party happened. It was over. And there's still tents and shit set up in the backyard. I need help putting it down. I don't know. Like, first off, I ain't got no kids, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wasn't there when it was erected. So why should I be there for the demolition, dog? You know what I'm saying? I have no emotional nothing to this, dog. Like, that sounds like two other people you need to go through before you even come to me, dog.
Like, how about the people you put it on for?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you need to go through at least two other people before you come to me, even consider me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's more than two. That number's higher than two.
Oh, believe that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's my minimum number, though, dog.
True.
Look. But shit, I'll give you that nigga number if you ain't got it. Cause I ain't got no kids, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man. Then I made the mistake of cutting mom's grass last week and shit. Oh, I hate to say it, but I need it cut again. The fuck? I need my grass cut. You know, it's nothing more painful of cutting someone else's grass when you gotta go home to some bullshit, bro. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do double, bro. That's it. No, I'm sorry. You should have asked me, have I cut my grass, and then asked me. I've been more inclined. Yeah. You said, psychologically, bro. Like, that shit is, man, I'm like, what?
And it's a question you got the
bigger yard in mind. The backyard got brick. You got to go around, and, like, it ain't just a straight up and, like, all right. So just to enjoy today, I got to spread that over to my off day, which is Tuesday, and to have enjoy days, dog. You know what I'm saying? I got to push back my free time. Like Mike and Scott, you know what I'm saying? I got to push back creative space, dog, till fucking next Sunday now, dog. Bullshit.
It's a paper like, next Sunday, too.
And that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I've been hustling backwards, man. I'm just going to start introducing my mom and sisters to real niggas. Like, look, baby, you know what I'm saying? This nigga cool. You can't find me. I got to do the work for you. Like, I got to take care of three houses, dog. It's frustrating, man. Three houses, dog.
Yeah, three houses.
It's fucked up, man. Smoke this blunt, then probably go. Oh, it's four, nigga. All right, whatever. Man, I'm about to get up out of here, dog. Of course, I gotta do this. Yeah, damn shit.
Yeah, it looks like this might be the end here because I'm about to take a nap for sure.
Oh, hood. See, I wish that I could take a nap while playing game, but I can't. I gotta go. It's not even instructions for it. It's not like I can go over there and they'd be like, all right, this is how you do it. And then I do it. I have to figure out a fucking puzzle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no time limit on that, dog. I could be over there all day, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the discouraging thing. If you lie, I can instruct you of how to break this down. I mean, I'm pretty sure I can figure it out. But still.
Right, but yeah, like gamble, you said, the time you got to take to figure it out is, it would have just been, for somebody that knows, it's fucking already did.
That's what my question, why wasn't it broken down that day? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't
right, they should have took it down as soon as they were done.
That day. That day, bro. That's
the end of it.
I swear, just, bro.
That means they just left. They're just like, we out.
No. I'm about to call my sister. Like, what you doing? Saying, like, nothing. Go to grandpa's.
Yeah.
Saying, like,
wrong
answer. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Shit, I picked the baby up. Shit, all right, man. Let me figure out this bullshit, man. I get with you, bro.
Yep, this is the end of Jukebox Guys in episode number three from
Trace
Streams, Mike and or on point.
He said Mike and Chris.
We want y'all to have a safe Sunday. Make some love in the world, baby.
Yeah, make some love in the world, baby. He firebirded himself. It's okay, guys.
All right, bro. I'll catch you later,
though. All right, bro.